Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I'm reloaded, bitches! Let's get it! K100 Internet Radio, man. Welcome to the show. Episode 41. So what's up with your friend? You know what I'm saying? You know how it is when you be out and about. You with your partner, your girl, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You see your other partner, your homegirl. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, what's up with your friend? What's up with your folk? What's up with her? They want to holler. There's a lot of things that can come from that. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of things can arise. A lot of things can go wrong. There's a lot of scenarios you got to contemplate when you do something like that. We're going to talk about them. Thanks for calling in. Well, thanks for tuning in to the show. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. Once again, that's 347-934-0966. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Reg, affiliated, is on Color People Time. Yeah! Fuck, man. First of all, the nigga called in yesterday. Then the nigga late the next day. Type of shit I'm talking about. Damn it, P! But, besides that, I got my homie Big Swole in the motherfucking building.
Go holler at the people.
Huh?
What's happening, man? K100 Radio, man.
He back in the cut. And I got one of my homeboys down here away from Minnesota, man. He down here chilling with me, you understand what I'm saying? He in town, he decided to stop through. My homeboy James. James, what's up, homie?
What's up?
All right, these dudes, they sitting back off in the cut. They just observing, you understand? So I got some people in the building with me, you know what I mean? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show out there in www.world, you understand? Thanks for everybody who's going to call, who's calling in, who's on the line, 347-934-0966. Let me go ahead and give you the rundown of the show before we jump into actually everything that I'm going to be talking about tonight. You understand what I'm saying? K100 Internet Radio, short for Keep It 100. You understand what I'm saying? Totally uncut, uncensored talk, internet radio. We broadcasting live via the internet, which means I can say what the fuck I want to say. I can just keep this shit hood. Whatever. Gangster. Talk about goddamn nasty shit. You understand what I'm saying? All kinds of shit can go on, man. My motherfucking show is my world. Welcome to it. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. You dig? Oh, hold on a second. Cause motherfuckers is trying to call me in the middle of the fucking show as if don't nobody know I do the show Monday through Thursday. Excuse me, y'all. I put my phone on vibrate. Fuck is wrong with them? And then they number block. Where they do that in 2010? Who blocked their fucking number? Can't be nothing but a bill collector. Can't be. That's all it could possibly be. But anyway, before I was fucking rudely interrupted by some motherfucker. The show is called K100. That stands for Keep It 100. It's totally unfiltered. As you can tell, uncut radio. We talk about various things from relationships, politics, whatever the hell may come up. You understand? We got 41 episodes under our belt. Well, this is 41, so 40 other shows. So make sure you go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, and get the rest of the episodes that you missed out on. If this is your first time tuning in. If it is your first time tuning in, welcome to the motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying? Appreciate you. You dig? But K100 stands for Keep It 100. And we only got one motherfucking rule on the motherfucking show. Pay attention. Matter of fact.
Before, could you tell the people what my only rule is, please?
Damn it, man. This motherfucker is part of Chainlink. This is the type of shit I'm talking about. This blatant fucking insubordination. Fuck, man.
Quit blank, man.
You smoke too much weed, maybe.
I'm in a marijuana coma right now. I can't move.
Not because you smoke too much weed. The fucking one and the only rule is... Just keep it 100. It's the name of the show. It ain't hard to remember. Don't call to my show with no fake shit. Don't call to my show trying to be politically correct. Don't call to my show giving the answer that you think a woman or a man would say. I can sense that. I can smell it out. And I'm going to kill you on the air. And then I'm going to hang up on your monkey ass. All right? It's just like that. It's just that simple, man. You feel me? My line is starting to get a couple people on them. But for those of y'all that never tuned into the show, once again, 347-934-0966. Whenever you do get on the line, make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk about what we got going on tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Now, two more things that I got to make sure I put out to the people. You understand? Actually, three more things. First of all, this is K100 Internet Radio. It is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We're a record label. We do music around here. You understand? Artists, producers. We do engineering. We got a studio, so you can book some time. If you know anybody looking for some studio time in the Atlanta area, I'm a trained professional engineer. You understand? Doing it for the low. Come get your shit right without breaking yourself. But on top of all that, we do music. You understand what I'm saying? We love music. And therefore, also, K100 Internet Radio is a platform for us and other independent artists to get their music spin for the free. You understand? And so, if you know anybody that does music, your baby daddy want to rap, your baby mama want to sing, your sister want to sing, blah, blah, blah. If they got some talent and they got some stuff already recorded, you understand? Y'all holler at us. Shoot us an email to the show email, which is K100Radio. That's all one word, the letter K, the number 100Radio, at gmail.com. And tell them to send us an MP3 and a link to their website. It could be a MySpace, it could be a Facebook, whatever. You understand? And we'll get the music on if it's hot. You understand what I'm saying? Now, little disclaimer. If your shit is whack, yeah, y'all not gonna be able to do it. I'm gonna let it go. That's a long ass flush. It's a long turd, wasn't it? Now, but for real though, your shit can't be all the way whack, man. It's gotta have some good shit. You understand? Alright? And all we're gonna ask you to do is, you know what I'm saying, whatever episode, post that episode to your website or your blog or whatever. You know what I'm saying? To help us spread the word about K100. So we can get this motherfucking listening base up so we can start getting people to advertise so we can start paying some motherfucking bills with this shit. Hello? I mean, I know I do this shit and it's fun, but motherfucker, can I get paid? I'm trying to get paid? Let you in on the goddamn secret. I don't know if y'all didn't know that or not. I need y'all to help spread the word. All my loyal listeners, all my new listeners, if you like what you're hearing, if you got a Facebook or MySpace, we on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio, all one word. You understand? Find us on MySpace. Add us to your MySpace and your Facebook. If you're on Facebook, like our page, fan our page, spread our post. Show us that love. You understand what I'm saying? So we can spread this shit out. You know what I mean? Producers! Send us your tracks. We'll throw your tracks in the playlist in the background. You understand what I'm saying? And what I'm going to do, since a lot of producers may not have artists on their beats, I'm just now starting this new thing where I'm reaching out to a lot of my producer friends and stuff that I know and other cats. Send me about 10 beats. And then that's going to be my background music in the background while we playing. And I can be like, today we're going to be playing beats by such and such in the background. You feel me? That's going to be another new thing I got going on. Just a way to help the producers, because I mean, I can't just play a fucking instrumental. And a lot of producers may not have artists on their beats or whatever and other kind of shit going on where they can't just actually play the whole song, but they want to just, you know what I'm saying, get their beats out there. And then we may have another artist out there listening to the show that may want to connect. Be like, nigga, them beats in the background was hot. Who's that? I hook them up. I link them up. That's what I do. I network, baby. They call it Blizzom. You know that key yourself. All right. I'm a specialist at that shit. Anyway, moving right along. Before I go, one more thing. All my iPod, iPhones, Apple Geek Junkies, I got something for you. K100 is now an official podcast in the iTunes store. All right? Totally free to subscribe. All you got to do is go to the iTunes store when you're on your computer. Do a search under the podcast icon for K100. When you see the middle finger up, you know that's us. Click that subscribe button. It's totally free. Every time you plug in your iPod or your iPhone or charge it up or sync it up, do whatever you do. You understand what I'm saying? You'll automatically download the latest episode and every episode after that of the show. Totally for free. My fucking co-host was what he like to call fashionably late. I just call being a motherfucking nigga. Yeah! B-Reds is in the fucking building.
Nigga, I'm motherfucking back. My brother back. Nigga, happy birthday once again, my nigga. You know what I'm talking about, partner?
For sure. For sure. P-Rays finally made it, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it killed. This motherfucker gonna ask me, can he smoke weed in here?
Nah, hey.
I'm saying it, he out there.
Oh, okay. Hey, one time for all, Big Swole in the building, aka Lemon Pepper Kush, nigga.
Motherfucker asked me, can he smoke weed in
here?
Hey. He out there in the other room, he can't see him.
Okay.
Little, I would never shoot that Swole a day in my life, but. Cause that's my brother, it's a 3-8 drag, but tapping the ass to me. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? So we finna get ready to get into the motherfucking proceedings this evening. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm gonna let these dudes light this, they gonna light this blunt up in here, I guess, in a minute. We're gonna get this thing crunk. You understand?
Yeah, I already told y'all, man, be so much weed smoking here like we got a farm machine, like we doing a video.
How you doing? Ah, damn it, man. Woo, that was close. I hit the mute button on accident. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, one, hi, snitches. I don't know if they heard that or not. All right, let's get into the motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying? Episode motherfucking 41.
Ooh.
What's up with your friend? What's up with your homegirl?
Your partner.
Your partner to them. Stop with them. Let me go ahead and read the synopsis of the show tonight. You understand what I'm saying?
I hope they cutting. They ain't cutting, nigga. We dipping.
They ain't cutting.
Yeah! They ain't got to be cutting, man. It might be something wrong, but nigga, ain't nothing wrong with their mouth. Nigga, slurping burp in the building. Nigga. Y'all already know.
This guy here.
We love that.
Let me read. Let me read the synopsis of the show. Have you ever played Matchmaker? This is what I'm asking y'all tonight. You understand? Have you ever played Matchmaker? You know, you got a friend or someone else, you know, want to holler. You understand? If you ever played Matchmaker for anybody, that's the first question I want to ask. And if you have, you know, I want to know, like, how did it work out? You understand? Did you end up hooking that motherfucker up with a dog? Did you end up hooking your homeboy up with a hoe? Did you end up hooking him up with a motherfucker that gave him crab? Anything. Just tell me whatever.
Wow.
You never know. I'm just saying. Shit go down like that. Back in the day.
Hey, hold on. Because you know you're a realist. You know what I'm saying? We in the business. I think it's
a I'm just saying, man.
You got there to swear on your own. Man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I ain't not interested. You got a 3-3. Hey, but look.
What?
Do you call matchmaking if you got a partner, okay, no, you fucking with somebody, but her friend got a partner. But she don't really want to keep with me, but she just wanted to cut. You call that matchmaker?
If you was the motherfucker that and started that shit,
but she don't want to do nothing but fuck. She don't want to do
it. Don't matter, you still hooked them up. I mean, what they do after that is on their business. They grown. I'm just saying, any kind of matchmaking, people, whether it was just a mash session, whether they ended up getting married, I just want to know.
You know, they put that out there, blues are really, you know, blend.
Yeah, Yeah, I ain't talking about. They ain't have to be in a relationship. I'm just saying, period, point blank. Have you ever hooked somebody up with one of your partners?
As long as they action.
You know what I'm saying? And also, you know what I'm saying? Now, let me finish reading the synopsis. Now, see, I know some people who won't do it because if it don't work out, then they don't want to be involved. Which means basically, some people. I know a lot of people be like, man, I don't like to play matchmaker. You feel me? Because that shit get messy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they both your friends. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm your partner, you my nigga, then you really want to holler short of it, you really digging the way they be cut at you. Now, you should be like, man, shit, what's up with it? I'd be like, man, I'm putting my bone in. I don't want to. Some people be like, no, I don't do that at all because you my friend. I'm talking about friends now.
Yeah.
You my friend. That's my friend. If that shit don't work out, I don't want to goddamn have a party then can't invite you because y'all motherfuckers can't stand each other no more.
Hey,
and all that bullshit.
I'm hooking you up with a female, right? And she my friend too. Right?
Man, yeah, we both your friends.
Fuck that bitch. Figure that's how I feel. So when it all said and done, nigga, about it. I can pick up that phone and call you, nigga. You gonna be right there. That bitch gonna stall me out like a car, nigga.
Well, I'm gonna your homegirl friend, your real homegirl.
Fuck that bitch.
All right, I guess so. All right, so
tell the truth.
I had another question. A question for the ladies. You understand? Why do sometimes women try and cock block if their friend is hotter than them. What's up with that? Sometimes that happens, you understand? But if they digging your friend, and you know your friend ain't shit, would you really put your friend out there and say, look, that's my own girl, man, and everything, but that motherfucker's a hoe. You don't want to fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, ladies, would you do that if that's your partner? You feel what I'm saying? And that's your home, and that's your home girl, or your, whatever's your cousin. And okay. If it's your cousin, then that's your motherfucker partner.
But
you know what motherfucker partner is?
Hey,
he's fucking everything moving.
Hey, but get what, though? If you keep that shit real, you already understood. You just say, bam, and step back, nigga. I don't do the matchmaker. I just say the introduction.
So
I'm
you
just,
don't do the matchmaker?
Hey, don't just say it. I can introduce you to somebody now. Like, hey, this Blizz, this whoever. Nigga, it's on you when you open your mouth. It ain't on me.
Right.
So if it goes sour, nigga, bitch, I'll call the thing. You know, like, ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right.
Don't call me asking me, goddamn, have I seen motherfucking Blizz? Bitch, have you seen it? Shit.
Right.
Don't try to goddamn come around me and motherfucking use my telephone and call because nigga, it ain't happening.
Right.
Because y'all bitches think y'all slick anyway. Oh.
Okay.
Enough with the mind game.
One more question. What if you like somebody, but they like one of your friends? Would you hook them up or not? That's the other question. That's the last question of the show. I'm going to ask everybody. What if you feeling somebody? You feel me? You like this motherfucking person, but you ain't really let it be known or whatever. You feel me? But then they come up to you and be like, you know what I'm saying? What's up with your partner? You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But you like him.
Hey.
Would you goddamn still put him on?
You got
they after you, man. Introduce me.
But you know what?
But
you got two niggas. Hey, if you don't wait that long, let your game motherfuckers fly by phone.
I don't know.
Hey,
we're going to have a lot of motherfuckers lie. That's why I'm going to have to kill a couple motherfuckers right
hey.
There.
Hey.
Some of you motherfuckers not going to keep it real.
Hey, let me tell you something about
that's
this.
The part right there where y'all gonna get flaky on me tonight.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Everybody
if I'm feeling the motherfucker and
somebody
she turn around
lie.
And say, shit, I'm feeling Blizz.
Yeah.
Nigga, shit, I don't heard it before. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop the inevitable, nigga, shit. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just play that one, man. That's just what it is. Because, shit, what if I say, nah, goddamn, whatever, we still at a party.
Uh-huh.
30 minutes later, nigga, she don't slid over there on you anyway. Yeah, I'm saying that. You gone in anyway. You know what I'm saying? How I'm going to stop that? She was just trying to get the report card and make sure, you know what I'm saying, the green light was all, you know what I'm saying? But still, all
right,
if I'm feeling her and she feeling you, nigga, then goddamn, you better smash her, nigga, at the end of the day.
I know one thing. I know a lot of motherfuckers on that particular question going to lie tonight. I wish I had a motherfucking goddamn all-seeing eye. Some of you motherfuckers gonna come up here and be like, I mean, I go ahead and hook them up. I mean, I ain't gonna cop, but I ain't gonna. You a fucking lie. You gonna try and find some more bullshit reason. You gonna say you gonna do it and then not do it. You feel me? Or,
I don't.
That's where you gonna go ahead and let your feelings be known. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't been there. That shit don't happen to me, so I already know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't feel any chick, but she was goddamn, you know what I'm saying? She was really. Feeling my goddamn stuff, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I was at him.
Right.
But shit, nigga, I had to do what a real player had to do, nigga, shit.
Oh, yeah, this is called keep a real. Now, as far as niggas, listen, all you motherfucking hoe-ass niggas that try and goddamn, all of a sudden, you want to goddamn stalk that nigga, gang start talking about this nigga, that, and start goddamn, you know what I'm saying, saying little slick-ass shit about the nigga now because you see the broad, want that nigga, nigga, kill your fucking self. And hang the fuck up and get off my fucking line.
Hey, whatever. Hey, look. I'm going to give y'all
niggas.
Hey, let me tell y'all niggas, man. Really, what you should be doing is, if she feeling your homeboy and you feeling her, you just go to your homeboy and be like, look, man. The chick, you know what I'm saying? She my friend or whatever. She feeling you. But at the same time, nigga, I was trying to get at her. But, you know what I'm saying? Evidently, she, you know what I'm saying? She don't know I ain't approaching, but you go ahead. Your partner, when he talk to her anyway, he gonna say, that's gonna be all the real. Hey, well, you know, my homeboy told me that you wanted to holler at me, but she really, he told me he would dig. If she don't be like, the nigga ain't never saying that to me or home, look at him like that, nigga, you just gotta add out like that. That's what I would do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If the bitch was feeling me, if I was feeling the bitch and she was feeling you, then you know that's what I'm gonna come to. Look, man, shit, nigga, at the end of the day.
You gotta make sure you tell your motherfucking partner that you how you feel too though.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's where the animal might come in later.
No, I'm just saying, like if it was me and you or me and Paul, nigga, I'm just gonna be on that shit like, look, man, look, shout a feeling. You know what I'm saying? She wanna holler at you, but at the same time, I've been trying to get her. I thought, you know, I would kick it with her, but you know, shit ain't even like that, but she wanna fuck with you. So, you know, Nigga, you gotta kick it like that. If you don't kick it like that, nigga, you don't square out anyway.
I'm just not. If she come to me like that and I ain't even told her, I'm just gonna tell my partner, man, you can have her. I ain't even finna got to go through. I'm gonna be like, man, I'm gonna put you on. No matter how I feel, I'm gonna put him on, cause shit. I ain't saying nothing.
I was doing that shit
in front of the bitch.
You
got to. Hey, nigga, that's the truth now. That nigga ain't lying.
Yeah, this guy here is out of control.
Hey, but you know what? One of my partners did that shit to me, though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, Shotta want to holler at you. But he also know me, so he was like, look, man, don't run over, don't run through. I know you she a good girl.
Kill yourself, nigga.
That's what he
was lame ass nigga.
Hey, that's what he really
that's what I'm talking about right now.
He really didn't want you to hear.
Yeah.
But he was just like, I can't do that by.
Yo, and he thought.
Don't run through her.
Yo,
she didn't go out like that.
Yeah, he was like, look, man, but she a good girl. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, she a good girl.
Did he say that because he know what kind of nigga you might be? Yo.
Oh, he knew it. Hold on. This is the funny thing about it, now. He knew what type of nigga I am.
Uh-huh.
That's the crazy part about it. He wasn't even really fucking with her like that. You know what I'm saying? But just because he told me that shit and how he went. Nigga, I ain't even fuck with the broad, but it's funny because he married the broad.
Oh, well, you already know what that is right there then.
But he went fucking with her at the time, like,
right.
He was fucking with somebody else. He was already in a relationship.
Right.
She was just like, damn, you little partner that be coming up here, you know what I'm saying, always in, that nigga, you don't see it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He was like, look, man, and I went out with him a couple of times and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, we actually went out and, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Did our little thing and shit, you know what I'm saying, at the club, but that was it. But nigga, I wasn't really trying to, you know what I'm saying, do it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, shit, but at the end of the day.
He know how to express himself.
Right.
I mean, that could be the truth, you know what I'm saying? That could be the case, but it's like 5, 6, 7 years later, nigga, that he married that same chick.
Right.
He was trying to motherfucking put me on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He married the same exact chick. Ain't got it, and goddamn got a baby by right now, nigga. They just had a baby, and yeah, he was trying to put me on, man. Real talk.
That's how it happens sometimes. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
347-934-0966.
In the building.
347-934-0966. Y'all holler at us, man. I got a couple people on the line. If you're on the line, hit the number one if you want to talk.
Stand the fuck
up. You understand? You ever played matchmaker? You dig? You ever tried to put your homegirl on to somebody? You know what I'm saying? If you really like that motherfucker, would you try to put your homegirl on if she asked about him? I mean, you ain't even said nothing. You ain't opened your mouth yet. You kind of feeling him, but you ain't with it yet. Would you put your homegirl on, or would you cock block? That's
cock
what it
block.
Is.
Don't cock block.
Cock block, and she said she want to put down. You ain't said nothing yet.
Shit, be a two-piece, baby. Be a two-piece. That's what I encourage you to do.
Right.
Be a
right.
two-piece. Well, I'm feeling him, and I know I'm going to hook you up with him, so how about we fucking together? We love that over here. Be a two-piece, come together. Be a pair of shoes, how about that? I need one from a right foot, ever left foot.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Don't be a cop blocker. Please don't.
Half of the cop blockers be big women, women who ain't got their bodies in shape. Or...
I said that about it. That's what I said. You see what I said?
Or
I said, why do women always try and cop block if their friend is hot and they not?
Well,
you know, there's a lot of time when it comes to cop blocking.
Hey, well, you know, I don't understand why a big girl want to be around a bunch of motherfuckers that stupefy any motherfucker.
Why do they do that? Why do they set themselves up for failure like that?
Half of the time, I'm going to tell you why, because the big girls always be driving. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? The big hoes be having that motherfucking whip.
Yeah.
Half of the time they have their own crib. You know, they just be like, man. You know
they saying it's a bunch of fine broke hoes.
Yeah, you know, I ain't really saying broke. They just might not have no whip.
They broke then, nigga.
Oh, you know, you can have a fine rock. Hold on, or you can just have a fine rock to be like, hoeing up and be like, shit, I ain't gonna drive my motherfucking car away. My god, that bitch wanna drive, I'm gonna ride with her. Shit, fuck it. You know, her bitches out there like that.
I think they hang with them because they know they're going to get all that shit. They're going to get in shit free. They're going to get free shit tonight and all that. You understand?
You know what I'm saying? But nigga, half of the time, nigga, all the ones I don't ran into that been in the crowd like three or better.
Right.
It's always a big girl, nigga. Half of the time, nigga, it'd be funny too because I walk up, I'd be like, shit. They'd be like, you not my friend? I'd be like, I bet she driving. How you know? Yes, I know. You know what I'm saying?
Dirty motherfucker.
Bitch, I all know. Right.
That's some low-down shit, ladies.
Look,
Why y'all do that?
Hey, look, you know what be so funny?
That's some low down shit, lady.
The bitch got on the same kind of shirt they got on, but the bitch couldn't get in the same band. Bitch might have on the same sandals, but the bitch couldn't get in the same band. That's all I got on the motherfucking stretch, motherfucking pants and her shit. Toe up between the legs.
What the fuck is wrong? Like, I'm going to the lounge, man. You're getting off the fucking subject, man.
I'm
going to the fucking line.
Hey, watch out for your big bitches. I still love you.
Alright, man. We're going to the motherfucking phone lines. This guy here. See, I had a halfway ruley show yesterday. This motherfucker here comes make it just get reckless. I'm going to the line. Key's on the line first. She's up first. What's happening, Key?
What's happening at the Much?
What's going on?
Stop blowing.
What are you blowing? What are you doing?
What are you blowing?
Whatever.
What are you blowing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know.
You breathe extra hard too, like you've been.
Don't make me go read. Hey, Key posted up. You know, Key is a poet, man. She posted up a damn poem that she wrote today, man. I might read on it.
Man, you kill me with all this gangster shit, then you gonna go get syphilis. Hey,
people enjoy it. Like it. You'll like it.
Hey, Key.
She's talking about giving head on it.
Oh, she's talking about giving head.
Yeah. Well, the first one she posted up, she talking about getting a pussy date. Then the second one, she talking about giving a nigga head.
Hey,
both going pretty fine.
Key,
we might read you on the app, Key.
Key, I love you. Sidebar for that one. As long as you talking about some head.
I'm equal opportunity. Equal opportunity over here.
Hey, babe, I appreciate it.
All right, so let's go into the base of the show. Have you ever played Matchmaker? Do you hook your friends up? You understand?
No. No.
See, I already told you. I knew somebody was
going to
say no.
Why? I don't do that.
Why? Why you don't do
that? And I don't want you hooking me up with nobody either. I find my own.
But why you don't do it, though? What's wrong with that?
I know why you don't do it.
Just because, you know, a lot of times, if I know a dude, he's trying to holler at me. He ain't really trying to holler at my friend. So, you know, I ain't never... I never really even had a situation where a dude was like, yeah, what's up with your girl? I ain't never really had that situation happen. They were like, what's up with you?
Come on, man. I'm saying never. You ain't never had nobody want to holler at one of your own girls ever in life. Come on, man. Never.
I mean, not somebody that I was just, you know, like we was a mutual friend. And if we was all friends, they'll just go holler at her, you know? If we all just knew each other, they wouldn't be like, hey, hook me up with your girl. They'd just be like, hey, I'm saying, you know, they'd just do it themselves.
Hey, King.
Yeah.
Hook me up with your whole girl. Hook me up with your friend.
Like, they'd be like, you know, they just do it themselves.
Hey, but I'm asking you, nigga, hook me up with your whole girl.
I both my friends married. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, you one of them. She one of them. She one of the females that claim they don't fuck with too many bras like that.
I can really tell. And if you do, you flexing super hard.
Yeah, for real. I really don't.
All right. So let me ask you this though: if the situation occurred some kind of way, you had a motherfucker that did ask you to hook him up, and you know your homegirl, like say you got everybody, you know, if your homegirl, you know, she a hoe or some shit, you feel me, some crazy shit like that. And but your partner really want to holler at him. Would you hate on your home? Not really hate on your home.
No. Uh-uh. I'd be like, go ahead, nigga. That's on you. And she might not be one with you. That might be the one that, you know, she settled down with. I can't judge nobody by that.
Uh-uh, man.
You ain't going to warn a nigga or nothing? You ain't going to put him down.
Let me tell you something about a man.
Shit.
Half the time, y'all already know, even once they have a conversation, you already know what the deal is.
Y'all female.
Whatever.
Y'all female.
Do y'all tell on y'all boys, be like, yeah, you know, that nigga, he gonna mash and run. You don't say that? So, what I'm going to say,
Hold on. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Any motherfucking bro that be want to holler at my partner, I'm going to tell them all the real. Soon they be like, I say, you know they going to want to fuck something.
Right.
And you know, birds of a feather flock together, so nine times out of ten, if I'm trying to tell on her, I might be one too. So, hey, we all just going to be whole out together.
Now, I'm just saying, if any female I know be want to holler at any nigga, I'm going to tell them off the rip. You ain't soon.
But guess what? Half the time she want to holler at him, she want to do it too. So, hey,
that
won't be news. That ain't news.
Hey, but everybody already knows why I kick it anyway. All my partners know I kick it. So if a female approaching them, half of the time, nigga, they ain't even gonna have to work as hard because it's already gonna be understood. When they ask me about it, I'm like, shit, depending on how you approach them, they gonna want to cut from. And you probably gonna have to goddamn make that volcano erupt. It's just on you.
Oh Lord have mercy. Yeah, that sound like one of my friends. They trying to somebody ask them to hook them up with me. My friends don't do that because they scared I'm embarrassed them.
Embarrass them? How?
Because they know I'm picky, and so it's like they like I don't even mess around. If they like you, they'll tell them you gonna talk to us because I'm not gonna hook you up. My friends ain't never hooked me up with anybody.
Goddamn, chilling.
I'm just saying, why you gonna embarrass? What you mean embarrassed? What you mean?
I mean, because they be like, one of my friends, she called me Machete, because she always said I always be cutting people off, like, at the drop of a dime, so she just don't even bother. She like, I ain't going to even bother hooking nobody up, because you be hurting people's feelings. But that's not my fault.
Why ain't your fault? If she know that about, if that's your friend. And? So you saying they be all falling in love and shit and you just be like,
yeah, and I'll be with it, yeah.
Hold on. Hold on, I got a question for you though.
What?
Have you ever been in that situation?
Well, I fell in love with somebody and they gave me the ex? No.
No, I'm just saying, have you ever been in that situation where you be getting attached? Like if you just kicking it with somebody that you getting attached, would you stay attached or would you put distance between you and that person?
Oh, I dip. If I feel like it's not mutual, I dip.
I'm scared
of
cat.
Right.
I don't deal with rejection well.
Matter
of fact, I don't know too much about how I feel anyway, and I don't even want to know.
This motherfucker
right here, man.
Super pussy.
That's what we gonna call you, super pussy.
I'm scared to get rejected. I don't want to know how I feel. I don't see this female be damaged for years over that type of stuff, and not to say it won't ever happen, but it's just like I do. If I feel like I'm getting real attached to somebody, and I know the feeling not mutual, or they not trying to do that right, I do.
Okay.
And I wouldn't even tell them.
But you know what? At least you keeping it K100. You know what I'm saying? That's,
right, right.
That's good enough for me though. You know what I'm saying? At least that. You know what I'm saying? We do know that. You know what I'm saying? You still human. God damn it.
I am. That's what I'm saying. I'm human. I don't want my feelings hurt. Bump that. I'd rather hurt them myself than for them to hurt them.
You drag around all that damn Optimus Prime. I thought you was a transformer.
shut up.
All right, Q. We're going to go to the next call. We got somebody else on the line.
All right.
Stay on the line, though. All right. Let's see. 248, get at me.
What's up, C?
What's going on? Who's this?
Kim.
Oh, what's going on, Kim? What's popping with you, babe? Thank you for calling back in.
Thank you for calling back.
For sure. What's going on? What's going on? So tonight we talking about matchmaking. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody say, so what's up with your friend? You understand what I'm saying? You know, your partner, you know what I'm saying? Do you ever, first of all, the question is, if you ever played matchmaker, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever played matchmaking? If you did, how did it work out? You ever hook two people up, one of your homeboys, one of your homegirls, you put them together? Or are you one of the people like the homegirl that just got off the line key? She's talking about she don't do that, period. You feel me? She ain't hooking nobody up with nobody. I'm like, what the fuck is up with that? But she just don't do it. Well, actually, she said everybody want her ass, so every time somebody see her, fuck her friends, they just want her. That's what the fuck she said. Yeah, you did say that, Key. Yes, you did.
Hey, she overconfident.
You know what?
I don't know if I would call it matchmaking, but I have my friend have asked me about, you know, certain friends of mine, and all I would do is just give them their name. I don't say, well, this is so-and-so and so-and-so. I leave it at that. You on your own. I'll be like, you know, that's, you know, now, if they ask me now, you know, what's the scoop, all I can tell you is what I see.
Oh, so you going, so that goes to one of my other questions. Now, if you know that your homegirl is a hoe, and your homeboy like, man, put me down with your girl, will you tell him? She knows she a hoe, right? But I'm going to still put you down. Oh, you just going to let your homeboy go out there and fly blind and learn the hard way.
Again, like I said, all I could go by is what I see. Now, if that's my boy, per se, or my girl, I would be like, nah, player, that ain't, you don't want to go that route. I'm just telling you for your own good. Now, if you go that route, whatever happens, don't say I didn't tell you so.
Good.
I give them the heads up, but I'd be like, whatever you do, that's on you. Don't come back and be like, why you ain't tell me your girl was a hoe? Hey, I told you. Whatever happens, that's on you. I told you don't go down that street, but you want to go down that street and go up in that house, you got burnt. So, hey, it ain't
right.
My fault.
Well, one thing, hold on. Let me give you a round of applause for just keeping it motherfucking real. You understand what I'm saying? Appreciate you going ahead and just keeping it real with the fellas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like my homeboy P. Reds right here said, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy be like, man, what's up with your boy? I'm like, oh, you know, I don't hang with nothing but real niggas, so you already know what it is. Don't go over there with that goddamn, I'm a virgin, I ain't fucking 6 months shit. Kill yourself. Nah, my partner's trying to mash.
If you ain't
fucking 6 months,
you're going to fucking 14 days. Fuck with one of my partners. I'm telling you, they got a 7-day theory, man. I'm telling you, if you don't get up.
I do have a male friend that keeps asking me to hook him up with one of my female friends, but I keep telling him, you're not their type, meaning he's not their type, because I know he's a thug, per se, and I know my female friends are somewhat...
stuck up. Booty. Yeah, you say it. Say the word. Booty. Say it. Don't make me kill you, Kim.
Wait,
keep it 100.
Don't,
say it.
Don't kill me. They suck up like me, high maintenance, okay?
Okay.
And he one of them thug-type dudes, want to hang in the street all the time, you know, this, that, and the other, you know. He one of them roughnecks, you know, always wearing Timberlands and, you know, jeans all sagging and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They don't like that.
Right.
And I know they don't like that, so therefore I'm not going to put him on none of my friends, knowing that they're going to be like, bitch, why you hooking up with this nigga? I don't even introduce him. Because every time I see him, he's like, what's up with your girls? When you going to hook me up? Like, nah, player. Like, and I straight up tell him, you ain't they type.
I'm saying, my thing is, okay, on something like that right there, Ken, this is my whole thing.
You
got
to go ahead and let him go in and find out for himself.
Why don't you? I ain't even saying, just don't tell your homegirl, don't give your homegirl no falsehood and say, girl, I got a groove, man, you really like hype the nigga up. Keep it real, but like, man, one of my homeboys say, you know, or just have a little get together, whatever, and if he come through and they through, you know what I'm saying, put him down, but like, introduce him at least, and goddamn it, one thing about your homegirl, I'm going to tell you about some of these motherfuckers stuck up bitches out here. They may front and put on to you like they don't want a certain type of nigga, but that nigga pipe their motherfucking ass down. You feel me? A lot of these motherfucking bougie ass bras may not like thug lifestyle, but they like that thug dick. I got a couple on the team.
You know
what? I like your boy.
But you know what?
Yeah, that's what they say. They don't like thug niggas. They don't like niggas who wear their pants lagging low until I shove a dick in them. And then everything fucking changed, bitch. Everything changed.
Hey, hold on. You know
I'm just saying. This is the show. I got to keep it real.
Hold on. Hey, check this out. What you know what's so funny, though? All them pricks and them stuck-up women, and they be talking about they don't like no thug nigga. You know what's so funny?
Don't be talking about me and my friends like that.
Well, goddamn it, okay.
Hold on.
I'm telling you why you shouldn't stop. Why you shouldn't stop?
Let me tell you why. This is how I know. All them corporate women that's pricksy and stuck up, when them, they don't even drive their car to work no more. Why? Because that thug driver, he's dropping their ass off.
That nigga license suspended. He mashing that motherfucking ass. All motherfucking, I got that whole car and everything.
Hey,
he ain't got no license.
Hey, Hey,
Jesus. That dog dick on that hoe.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, Jesus. Wait a minute. Now that you say that, and the more I think about it, I'm kicking it with his L's is straight up dirty.
Oh.
Hey, I'm talking about, look.
Oh, my God.
Hey. I'm just
y'all
talking, man.
Y'all hang up. Y'all gonna kill my own self.
Hey, because you know you don't did it.
I'll help you out.
I'm gonna kill my own self.
Hey, because you know you don't did it. You know what? One thing about it,
I'm
I used
still
to scare
doing it.
Still doing it. Hey, one thing about it, though, I used to be that nigga, but that's how I motherfucking know. Man, I done heard that story 1,000 times. So what we trying
that's
to say
how
you,
I know that scenario. Motherfucker be like, I'm gonna fuck that nigga. He ain't this, he ain't that. But this motherfucker like, you gonna drop me off at work? You gonna come at, hey, look, and I ain't even sweating when you're late.
Right.
No. That just happened to motherfucking see.
Right. I'm just saying, Kim, on that right there. He said, we say don't cop block your homie. Put him down. Put him down. They lie. They call him out.
He got tinted windows, all that.
I'm just saying.
Driving certain cities.
I love she like that.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, Kim, don't shut your homeboy like that. Don't cop block. You know
but
what I'm saying?
He's not really, truly one of my good friends. He's just a friend of a friend. That's why I, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't want to hook him up with none of my friends.
All right. Because
he's not really in my immediate circle of,
right,
you know, intermediate, you know, intimate friends.
I understand. It just sounded like at first you was kind of the cop blocking, you know what I'm saying? You got to let them decide that. That's all I'm saying. I don't give a fuck what the physical attribute or whatever. If one of my motherfucking partners be like, hey, what's that? I'm going to be like, all right, here. You know what I'm saying? All thing that's going to happen is they're going to either shoot your ass down or it's going to go down. I ain't even got them really standing in the way. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I might, to be honest with you, if that's really, really, really one of my close people, I tell both parties, You know what kind of motherfucker. You feel me? Like you said before, you know everybody grown. You feel me? Everybody grown.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody grown.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. All right, Ken. Well, I appreciate you. So you know what I'm saying? Like I said, nigga, don't got them cop blocks. Please don't do it. All right.
Hey, and I'm gonna keep you from cop blocks. Call up him. I'm gonna keep you from cop block. I'm gonna give you a good scenario every time. I'm gonna let you know, goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There ain't nothing but motherfucking a hand in the zipper. Break it up.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right, Kim.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, stay on the line and listen though if you want to.
Okay.
Hey, cause we might start talking about some other shit and then you might
hit
number one again.
Hey, matter of fact, Kim. You tell your stuck-up friend to call in and listen, cause I want
Get on the line. Get one of them on the line.
Get one of them suckers on the line. Tell them
my pants. Matter of fact, three-way them.
Hey, tell them my pants hanging off my ass.
Matter of fact, give us another. We gonna call them on the dial-out.
Hey, tell them my pants hanging off my ass, so you can see my draw.
y'all ain't gonna use up my 3 minutes to diss my friends.
I said we gonna call them from the show. You got that? We'll call them from the show. All right. You caught blocking already, Kim. You caught blocking already. Two successful brothers on our radio show. You know, you don't even want to put us down. We trying to
get. He's going to get shot by me.
I tell you what, Kim.
Man.
I tell you what, Kim. I ain't even mad. Just tomorrow morning, when you let that nigga drop you off,
man.
you kiss him. You kiss him three times. You kiss him three times.
No, you mean when he come over.
Yeah,
right.
When he come over. you kiss him one time for you and two times for his fucked up Elvis and two times for letting his pants play out of his hand. All
right, Kim.
Y'all silly.
All right, we out.
All right.
She gonna be like, baby, they was talking about you on the radio tonight.
Oh, cop block.
Kim,
why you gonna be like that? Kim, y'all hook him up.
Kimberly.
I'm looking everybody up. If I can't match him, somebody got them mashing, please. Flo, James, P-Rag, somebody mash him.
I'm gonna mash him two times.
But for real though, I it gotta be an extreme case. You know what I'm saying? It got to be an extreme case for me not to hook somebody up. What? I'm going to the fucking line. Fucking.
Hey, hey, I'll be mad at him. Hey, what's your name? Yeah, bitch, my name's Swole. Big Swole. Yeah, yeah.
I got to warn him about Swole, though. I got to warn him about Swole. I do. That's my nigga, but I got to warn him about Swole.
You ain't
got
to warn him?
Yeah, I got to warn him about
nigga,
Swole.
Nigga, hey, just be like, hey, that I want to holler at, hey.
This guy here, man.
No, I'm just saying.
If that's my homegirl, I got to warn him about Swole.
Hey, this is what you do.
You know this nigga crazy, right?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know this nigga crazy.
Yeah. It ain't like that.
You know? I gotta warn him. Yeah. Like you warn a girl about me, you know you gonna mash. You wanna mash, right?
Yeah. Oh shit, so them motherfuckers.
What you gonna tell about me then?
Nigga, you crazy. This nigga crazy. This nigga's ill.
Hey, you know, soon.
But,
hey,
you good person, but you know you're a little off.
Hey, crazy. Soon as a bitch be like, goddamn. Blizzard, I wanna see how he look. Google the nigga. After you Google the nigga, you see what he look like, I'm telling you, goddamn, you gonna come out them panties, nigga. Both legs. Both legs, nigga, I'm talking about. Hey.
You don't want to introduce her to me then.
I'm trying to tell you.
If she on a goddamn abstinence run,
hey,
don't give her my number.
I already told the bitch, Ralph.
I don't want to tell her. We ain't gonna have friends. We ain't gonna have fun.
Hey, round that chicken.
We're not gonna be friends. You know what I'm saying?
I tell them motherfuckers, hey, round that chicken. We make the land get a divorce, nigga. They gonna spread a bar around this motherfucker.
I do not want to be her friend. Don't give her my number. Don't introduce us. All right, we going to the line. Hold up. Oh, Shay's on the line. Shay,
what's
going
up?
What's happening, babe?
Damn, you sound pretty happy. You ate a lot of barbecue. I want to pop it even. Shit,
what happened? I'm sipping on a drink.
Shit, what happened?
What's going on?
Slap your mama.
What you know about that slap your mama?
I really wanted to slap my mama because I ate one of them sausages before, but I looked at her and she was like, nigga, you trying to be woke. Like I should. Sister Mary,
you talking about chicken.
Sister Mary, I love you.
All right, Shay. Do you play Matchmaker? Have you played Matchmaker? Will you play Matchmaker?
I have.
Shay, where your partner's at? 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 Shay.
You want me to hook you up?
Hey, I ain't tall as 10. I can get in a lot. Hey, you know, let me get in a lot of little holes now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You are not right.
A lot of motherfucking places, baby.
Oh,
I get
a
finger off.
All right. First question is, how did it work out? Did it go good? Did it backfire? Did it blow up in your face? What?
It went great for me.
Wow.
Well, wait.
Hold on. Hold on. What the fuck up? What'd you just say?
Okay.
No, I said, how did it go? She said it went great for me.
Not over the air. Not on the air. Not on the air. On the air. Damn it. On the air. On the air. Hey, we have some kind of privacy act for K-1 alone. Fuck that.
What you think went great for you?
Read between the lines.
No. Hell no. Could that go down to the other question? You feel what I'm saying? What if you like somebody else and they like your friend? Would you come up? Oh, it sounds like we're going down. Sound like we done jumped to the last question on this scenario.
Shay, don't do it.
He ran just throwing out disclaimers.
Okay.
Warning. You are in the same boat. Hey, I'm telling you like this here. Be a woman about it. Let's roll with it. Let's go.
I'm gonna call it like it is. Okay, yeah, I tried to set up, you know, two of my friends, you know, whatever. And, you know, it ended up me and one of the friends ended up talking more than the other friends. So, you know, it was what it was. We went ahead on this mess and got it on our way and all that good stuff. And, you know, so like I said, it worked great for me.
Okay, so any other times then you didn't fuck the guy that you was trying to hook your friend up with? Any other scenarios that, you know what I'm saying, that you tell us about that you actually did really do the actually matchmaking?
My hair.
Can you tell us about those things?
I got tears in my eyes.
Can you tell us about those times?
Well, let me think back.
It ain't long. It ain't long. Because if you don't smash them, you can Michael Jackson you some of the time.
Go ahead.
Nah, it ain't been too many of them times.
Okay, so have you ever if one of you girls when you get put down with one of your homeboys, you all will you do it? Will you go ahead and hook them up or what?
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah, I would. I mean, I've tried, you know, initiated in the past, but, you know, sometimes people don't really be feeling each other's vibe and stuff like that.
Well, that's not on you. That's not on you. That's not, everybody who listen, you feel what I'm saying? That's not on you if they don't hit it off. That's
well,
not,
I know, but
you can't know
that. Because I've had some of my girlfriends try to, like, hook me up, and they really do mean well, and they really do be thinking these are, like, some hot, you know, real good guys and everything, and then when I meet them, I'm like, ooh, she really don't know my taste. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to be careful with that because I really don't want anybody trying to hook me up. I don't have no problem in that department. I can find my own. So, you know, I try to, like, give my friends the same, unless they mention to me that, hey, you know, I'm on the market or whatever. You know, if you know somebody, then I'll be like, ding. But otherwise, I don't try to do that too much.
Okay. Why am I scared to play matchmaker, man? I put my homeboys in on everything. If I'm kicking with somebody and I know they got a motherfucking mean, cruel clique.
Oh, we in, nigga. Don't even act. We in.
I'm gonna put my homeboys on.
We in, nigga. Gonna be a train this weekend, nigga.
No, like nowadays, with the females nowadays, man, I'm gonna tell you why it's hard to play matchmaking with your homeboys nowadays. Because every fucking female swear they don't fuck with other hoes. Every one of these motherfucking females, they swear, man, I don't really run with no bras. I don't really run. Either they got a man or I don't really run with a hoe. I don't got no female friends. I really don't have no friends. I don't got no friend. No... Bitch, I know you got some fucking single friends. Fuck you talking about? Not one, bitch. Not one.
Hey,
nobody.
Not many.
Hey,
hold on. And then.
Y'all say the same shit.
Hey, look. Hold on. And then, if your friend do got a man, you know if she fucking out or not.
That's right.
So stop motherfucking acting.
Stop playing. You know she a mash out on that nigga.
Hell yeah. Man, stop. Hey, stop holding up that free pussy.
That's
man.
Another goddamn question. I got a motherfucking another question. Everybody that's on the line, hit me back. You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966 is the number. I got another question that I want to start. That made me just came up with another good question.
You damn right.
If you know, got a married friend.
A friend with a nigga.
Or whatever. Now, niggas don't even give a fuck about this, but, I mean, this go without saying with a nigga. But if your friend or your partner is married, ladies, but you know she a hoe, she gonna cheat, would you put her down with one of your other, would you put her down with this nigga over here that you know, if she asked you, shit, what's up with your goddamn partner over there? Now, you know this bitch married.
Okay, now, I had that situation, but reverse, one of my homeboys.
Uh-huh.
Asked me to hook him up with, like, one of my friends. I know he's married. You know, I know him for, like, years and years and years. I mean, like, been married a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are you serious? For real?
Did you do it?
Well, I don't know anybody that would be open to that, first of all. I mean, you know, not in my immediate response.
What? Man, these motherfucking bras don't get in the fuck. It's 2010. They matching these married niggas. Man, come on, man.
All these
women claiming they won't do it, they'll do it.
Hey.
They lying.
Ask Alicia Keys.
I don't know.
Hey.
Right. That motherfucking hoe.
Hey. You know what?
That rich, talented hoe.
Hey, you know what? Alicia Keys just gave me my new game. I'm going to buy me a ring.
Right.
And when they ask me if I'm married, I'm going to have Let's Do the Unthinkable on the Let's do the unthinkable, baby. You know that ring's like a magnet to that pussy.
Yeah. Let's do the unthinkable.
You know, I'm going to tell you one thing about women. When they see that ring, they be like, I'm going to fuck the nigga. I'm going to fuck. Because guess what? They don't want to deal with the nigga on a day-to-day basis. They just want the dick. What's wrong with y'all keeping it real?
Unless that dick is extremely good, everything changes.
Oh, you going to leave her, bitch? No.
Everything changes if that dick is extremely good, though. Everything changes. I'm just saying. What you was going to say, Shay?
I was going to say, see, that's just my point. You know, they might say that, but then, like, you know, girls to read between girls. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they might be saying one thing, but, like, really thinking or feeling something else. So it's like, you know, why are you going to put somebody's feelings out there like that?
Well, how about one time on both sides for the male and the female that don't got caught up in a goddamn in a relationship with a married motherfucker and the motherfucker ain't told him he was married or she ain't told him he was goddamn married. They just playing the game and then when they find out, It don't matter because they keep fucking and fucking and fucking.
Half of me knowing. But nowadays, most motherfuckers know you married. It's kind of hard to hide shit.
Yeah.
They just don't give a fuck.
I mean, you can't hang with somebody too long before, like, it's like, well, hey, why he only come up on Wednesdays? Hey,
right.
Why he only call up on Sunday? I mean, you know what I mean? Come on.
Right. Well, I'm
working.
So if you one of your homegirls, before we leave, I'm going to ask the other
caller. I'm a truck driver. I got a new
I might
game.
Open the line back up to other people. Oh, key hit number one. I'm gonna go back to her. I'm saying so if your homegirl, what if it's your homegirl? Damn your homeboy. What if it's your homegirl? And you know she goddamn got a husband at home and all that shit, but she goddamn trying to put down with your motherfucking homeboy at this motherfucking party all at. Would you cock block? Be like, no, bitch, you married? Would you try to stop her?
I ain't cock blocking nothing. I ain't card blocking the thing. Mm-mm, that's on
them. So like, cause they gonna be using your
house. I'll be like, wash my sheets when you get through.
Damn. and when that nigga find out, you gonna catch that stress.
I'm gonna be like, I don't know what the hell you talking about. I ain't seen her in a week. I don't know what you talking about.
That's because that motherfucker. And it'll come to that motherfucker with the 40 towel and you gonna catch stress.
I'm gonna be like, I don't know what you talking about. She and her grandma's house.
I mean, with dudes, this is what I'm saying with niggas. We ain't got to ask this question to the niggas. You feel what I'm saying? The niggas don't give a... Man, I can know my motherfucking partner married and... Man, listen, man. What's up, man? Hey, there she go, right, man? Man, niggas don't care. You know what I'm saying? We just don't give a fuck about that shit at all. That shit don't even cross our mind. Oh, man, I ain't going to put you down, man. You married, man. Nigga, kill your motherfucking self. What nigga say that? Nah, man, you married, man. You need to goddamn chill. Niggas don't even think like that. Niggas don't think niggas like shit, nigga. Whatever.
Oh,
funny ass. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I might tell my homeboy if he married me, you know that bitch kind of crazy. That bitch might start stalking and goddamn blowing your phone
see,
up.
See?
I might warn his ass about that bitch if she crazy. I am going to warn him. You know what I'm saying? You feel like, man, that
but really, that's on them, though.
I'm going to tell them that. Though. But other than that, niggas ain't going to really. Niggas don't think like that. Because niggas be like, man, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing about cheating that really fucks it up when a motherfucker get comfortable, nigga. If you just stay on your motherfucking game, nigga, everything be alright. No, man. Let's take you to the hotel room. You ain't got to fucking goddamn, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking six, seven, 8 times a month. Nigga, fucking twice a month. See, that's what happens when you get greedy with the pussy.
She might need more dick than twice a month.
Well, she better go find somebody
that's
else.
Right.
You know
need
what I'm
saying?
He read that she better go find somebody else.
Now, bitch, I can only get your motherfucking Tuesdays and Thursdays. I drive trucks. So if you want a while to come over on Wednesday, bitch, I'm only in town on Wednesday.
All right. Well, Shay said she ain't gonna cock block. You know what I'm saying? She said,
hey,
if they feeling each other, I ain't nothing to do to stop it. Now, am I gonna go out and like knowingly just set them up? No, I'm not gonna set up the situation. But if I know about it or if they feeling, I'm not gonna get in the way of it. No, that's them. They grown.
One time for everybody who ain't cock blocking. But Shay, if your one of your friends see me and she wanna do something, you better say P. Ray if she wanna do something.
Yeah,
I got you.
Cause I want to do something too.
You know what I'm saying? You
y'all
feel?
Trying to do the unthinkable.
Right.
You already know.
Y'all all trying right. to make it thinkable.
No, I'm just saying, man. But I feel everything you say.
I want to slap on the head, pull her out of your gear to
her. Oh no,
I might like it.
Hold on. Before we go to the next call, one other question that we didn't ask you is what if you feeling the guy? First, you feel me? Well, you kind of did answer that off the rip.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was off
the rip. She already said she mashing. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You already said you mashing. Yeah. We already got that clear. My bad. I forgot. All right. We go.
Yeah, I pulled the greeting card.
Right. All right, Shay.
All right.
Key hit the line real quick before I go to the song. Key hit the line when we start talking about marriage shit. What's up, Key?
You already know how I feel about that marriage thing. I don't want nobody else.
We ain't talking about you.
P-Rez was like, nah, we'll be wanting them because they ain't got to deal with them. I don't want no married man, period. I don't want nobody husband.
But what if you, hey, I said, if I don't know,
that's a totally different thing.
But I know you're
going to
deal when he find out he's married, but that nigga been giving you some good dick, nigga. You going to think about it.
I don't give a damn. I can find some more good dick. I don't want nobody. Because then after that, I don't have no more respect for him. Because I'm like, nigga, don't be putting me in no situation like that. Because people get killed over that shit these days. And I'm not the one to be getting killed over somebody else. No. Nigga, no, don't even play with me like that.
So if your homegirl and she married, she want to put down with this nigga, you know you're going to stop? You're going to say no? Because she married?
Look, that kind of situation, I'm be like, if you want to holler at me, you're going to be the one to say something. I ain't saying nothing. Because I ain't even finna get involved in that type of shit right there. I got a friend, she, you know, might do her third devil on her husband, but I'm not finna set you up with nobody. I ain't gonna rat you out. But don't put me in it, period. Don't be like, I'm with Keela and you with damn John. No. And as far as if I
hold on, you know what? Hold on. You lied right there. So you mean to tell me if her motherfucking husband call you asking, oh, ain't such and such with you, you ain't gonna have your homegirl back?
Bitch, look, don't put my friends know.
How you gonna have her back?
My friends don't do. I'm be like, look, nigga, if she ain't with me, how the hell I'm gonna know? Unless, because the only way I would know to say, yeah, she here or not, it would be her to call me and say, hey, it's such and such call, tell him I'm with you. Bitch, don't put me in that shit. No, don't do it. You better tell him you with somebody else.
I'm gonna do a whole show on this one particular topic.
So I'll be like, just don't tell him you with me. Tell him you with somebody else.
All right, we doing the whole show. Hey, I might do that tomorrow.
Hey, go ahead and do it. Because I already know how.
If I like somebody.
It ain't
going to
hell. It hands down.
Yeah.
If you already know that motherfucker, see, nigga be like, hey, let her come over your house. Even if they just stopping by that nigga for 5 or 10 minutes, nigga, you engaging in motherfucking that shit. You gon' nigga, come on, man.
I ain't never had that happen. I ain't never had a situation happen either. So, but I'm just I don't like getting involved in that type of stuff.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. If my partner got down, bring somebody over my house, and he wanna smash him. Nigga, going right on in
them, nigga. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? If that was me, I'm like, damn, nigga, even if you met, you can't even get me a hotel room. See, that's the type of shit. No, nigga, no. You gonna take me to your homeboy house? That's why I ain't mess around like that. That's why I ain't mess around like that, nigga. I would go off on a nigga. You gonna take me over your homeboy house, nigga? What the fuck ever? Whatever. And as far as if I like a dude, you talking about he like my friend. If I like him, why would not? If nigga, I would have said something to you. See, this is what I understand about females. If you like this nigga, what you waiting on?
Y'all do shit like that.
I don't know no bitches. That's some dumb shit right there. That's some little girl, high school, middle school shit. If you like a nigga, why is you even sitting around him and act like you can't say nothing? You don't know if I like
it. It could be various reasons about that right there. That could very well happen. Come on, man.
You get what you get. If he starts fucking your friend, that's your dumb ass fault. You should have said something.
That's a mistake.
I'm like, whatever, bitch. Don't come to me now. Come out. You know I used to like him. Bitch, shut up. Whatever. You should have said something.
Hey, really, she ain't going to do nothing but smash behind if that's really the case.
Right.
She going to still get it. Oh, shit, whatever.
Right.
She don't just come out and say, you know what, I really want to talk to you before that shit happened anyway. So.
But why you going to wait till after she's talking to the friend? You know what I'm saying? See, that's the type of thing.
I don't know.
Why
you have to ask her. I don't know.
That's just one of the things to get her choked out. Because I'm like, bitch, don't do that.
Oh,
if you already like him, bitch, don't play. Now you do it. You are across the line now. That's when the bitch crossed the line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta choke the bitch out.
I ain't even gonna call my partner name, but I got a partner fucking two friends. Two motherfucking friends, nigga.
And they know about it? They know about each other?
Hold on, one don't know about it, the other one don't know.
Well, hey, if she cool with it, that's her.
What do I know about it?
He must be doing something right. I ain't mad at him. If he digging her right and she don't kill him, hey, get in where you fit in. I ain't mad at him. Get out of here.
They hang on the daily, nigga.
Uh-huh.
And that nigga be chopping both of them, nigga.
See, them females got issues. I don't understand. I'm like, you can't go. These females are like, it's only one or two niggas in the world that got some good dick or some good face or whatever. For real?
It's only a couple of us left.
Whatever. Yeah. Tell that to the
Hey,
Yeah, right, nigga.
Wait, that's like 0.1%. How about that?
That ain't what my phone book say.
Hey.
How about that?
One thing about it.
There's only a couple of us left that really know what we're doing.
If your homegirl married and she asks you to goddamn put down whatever, and you don't, even if you don't goddamn go over there and literally match those motherfuckers up together, if you goddamn don't say nothing and you know she smashed that nigga and you goddamn and her husband called one day and you just make up one little lie, you might as well have put him down. And
but
put
you know what I'm going to do? Her husband called me. I ain't going to answer the phone. I ain't going to need to ask her. Don't even put me in no position to lie.
You think the nigga going to call for the
phone?
You think I'm calling
the
phone?
Hold on.
First off, if that's your friend, she probably don't call you from her husband's phone anyway. So you ain't even gonna be thinking like the nigga calling me. You might be like, oh, she her phone, you know, something wrong with her phone. Hey, man,
because I hear his voice, so, like I said, I'ma hang up, be like, my phone died. I'm gonna
be you gave your friend away off the top.
Hell yeah, you really.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
You don't
get
your friend
well. I can't avoid nothing. I said I can't hear you, so hey, I ain't said yay or nay. I can't hear what you're saying, Shada.
Well, y'all are like all playing out. You know what I'm saying?
That's just like
y'all all playing out. You might as well put the nigga down then with the homegirl. That's all we saying.
That's just like us saying, where you at, Keith? Oh shit, I'm over here eating. I'll be on there, okay. And she walk in the motherfucking restaurant with another nigga. Then what if her husband just happened to motherfucker walk in now? Nigga, hey, can't judge a book by a code, but nigga, it gonna look like you've been down with from day one.
Yeah.
I know my girls, they'll take up for me, though.
All right. Right. You ain't gonna take up for her while he's dragging her around that restaurant.
Exactly.
I just be like, look, if he called, don't even say nothing at all.
Right. All right, we're going to get ready to go into the music, and then we're going to come back to the lines real quick. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100.
A.K.A. Ben Frank.
You understand? Right now, we're going to get into this joint. I'm playing this joint by my homie Lefty. I hollered at him, and he hollered back at me on MySpace. We did a joint a little while ago, and I told him I was going to... show him a little love. So I'm finna play this joint named Gimme that he did featuring myself. You understand what I'm saying? This is my homie Lef T. This is the joint Gimme. We're running it right now. K100 Internet Radio.
Yeah. Let's go. Lef T, what's up, homie? What are you, man? Listen, hey, I'm loving this joint, homie. Florida. VA, stand up, baby. This is too serious, man. We're gonna show this guy something how to end me up. This is joint of the year. Hey, Lef. Yeah.
Underrated, you say I'm dedicated, that'd be an understatement, it's history in the making, your mama raised her up a fool, you asked out when the industry gets a rake, and eventually I'ma make it, my eyes on the prize, I got the eye of the tiger, I'ma ride or die,
get rich or die trying,
like Curtis Jackson for Jacksons and Benjamins, I'm applying myself, working my magic over hot beats. I make good use of it. You take a L, take a seat where the losers sit. I lose weight like a poke pimp loose bitch. Gimme drove, gimme a peek, gimme dough. I was getting it in when Gimme got his neck broke. Gimme whips, gimme petrol, gimme hoes. I want the whole world in my hands, gimme the globe. Empty your pockets, fuck boy, my money tight. I'm the bill collector, blitz, I'm running.
To get killed. Yeah. Gun in my right, wipe it off with the lip on my teeth so my prints can get steel. I'm popping, lock it, he's dropping. I cock my Glock and just rock it. And still put pussies that push me, shatter bones in their eye socket. I told you to fall and I'm falling, and used to the heat. So if you're grilling me, I can give me. Yeah. Raising my timber, just stepping my signature. All of a beat, I am these streets. Mm. Repping 850, uh-huh. It ain't no bow, that blow. Give me the work, I'm on your turf. Doing the dirt to get that dough. I'm a hustler, and plus I bust on the buster. The game is grimy, niggas trying to help the feds, they jump you. So with a damn minute of 50 years, I can spend it with a 50 and they call you dear. All they got, they can't on the line, can't do their time, so they're trying to get you to admit it. Other shit like, hey.
What's poppin'? I heard your mama cook some chicken. Won't you bring me some pizza? I'll pay for the gas, I ain't tripping.
See, these niggas working me the time, like these chickens working me the head. So now I spit my
my game on beast to give myself a chance to stare. Let's go. Jimmy drove, give me a peek, give me go. I was kidding it in when Jimmy got his neck broke. Give me whips, give me petrol, give me hoes. I want the whole world in my hands, give me the glow. Jimmy drove, give me a peek, give me go. I was kidding it in when Jimmy got his neck broke. Give me whips, give me petrol, give me hoes. I want the whole
Yeah, we back live. That was the homie Left T. You understand what I'm saying? That was his joint gimme. I like that record. That record's pretty hard. I think I went hard on that motherfucker first, but I like that whole record. You know what I'm saying? I like that beat too, them damn strings and shit. You understand what I'm saying? But welcome back to the show, man. You dig? Appreciate you tuning in and joining us tonight. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. Give up. Welcome back. Episode 41. So what's up with your friend? What's up with your homegirl? What's up with your homeboy? Shit, you trying to put down. You understand? So yeah. We're talking about tonight, matchmaking. Do you matchmake? You understand? Have you ever did it? You put your homegirl, your homeboys down with each other when they want to hook up? Or you one of them friends who be like, man, I ain't getting to that shit. I don't want to have nothing to do with it because I don't want the mother. They fall out, then goddamn it, you know, I don't even want to be in the middle of it or the. Or you got some kind of lame-ass reason. I just say, fuck it, you just fucking cock-blocking. Get your cock-blocking ass. Put them down, man. Shit. Least you can do is introduce them, which is kind of what you're doing anyway, but.
That's it. That's all you
got
to do.
They all, everybody grown, so you can't just make a motherfucker fuck with nobody, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, goddamn, why you want to even.
Give me the introduction.
Why, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why you want to even put them down? You know what I'm saying? Be like, hey, what's up, my homie? I mean, if one of your motherfucking friends, say one of your other friends is attractive, they look good.
Look,
whatever,
why the
fuck would you not come back and goddamn be like, shit, my homie, what's, my homegirl say, you know what I'm saying?
This is what's killing me.
I mean, I know we all grown and the motherfucker gonna step to you, but sometimes you know how it is, man.
What happens when you just say, we out, Shane is out, group of girls out, you might know them, or I might know them, whatever the scenario be. It's five of them, three of us, five of us, whatever. I know everybody, but y'all don't know nobody. And I just go, goddamn, we walk in the place, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my partner Blizzum, this is my partner Swole, this is my partner AK, you know, this is my brother, you know what I'm saying, pretty, you know, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. I already don't introduce y'all, so everybody already know.
Right.
What happens 2-3 weeks later when you like, oh, you know, Shawty, you introduced me to, we were just sitting down eating, everybody talking to everybody, like, oh, you know, I smashed her, right? I ain't had nothing to do with it.
Right. That's not really matchmaking.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about literally, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, my homeboy got them trying to get at you, man. You know what I'm saying? You need to holler at him. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all, you know what I'm saying? He's feeling you. You know what I'm saying? You're literally putting them down. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about walking the room with everybody. I do that. I can do that at a party.
That's what you're going to do when you
go somewhere. And you if I'm hosting the party, anything, you're going to be like this. You know what I'm saying? You're
going to
do that.
I think some people get it.
I'm like really putting them down.
You know what I'm saying? I think some people really get into it when they really start going into it, fucking with that person when you matchmake a person because they like shit that don't really broke a lot of ice.
You
know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucker.
First of all, to make it easier, you understand what I'm saying? You know
exactly.
If you friends with both of them, you know what I'm saying? And you be like shit, you know what I'm saying? You now Kim did have a point when she was like kind of sorta. Really, but not really, but kind of sort of when she was like, oh, I know this nigga is this particular type, but I know what kind of type my girl's like, you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? If you know that and you just really, really know straight up, that's just not a physical attribute or whatever that they like in a motherfucker. Like, if you know, if all my partners be like, man, I don't fuck goddamn, I don't fuck big girls or I don't fuck white girls or whatever. I might not necessarily try to put them down with one, but if I do got a big girl or a white girl, ask me, man, what's up with your homeboy shit? You know what I'm saying? Bigger nigga. I'm going to go back and just do what I do. The least I'm going to do is go be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Shawty say she's goddamn trying to put down and what's happening. All he going to do is be like, man, well, you know, nigga, you down. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to even not, just because I know that ain't necessarily his particular type or whatever,
you know what's going
not going absolutely not going to put him down.
But look, it's like this with niggas. Soon as your partner come tell you that that girl want to holler at you, nigga, we already know. Nigga, you already know what the business is. It's definitely understood once y'all start talking.
Yeah.
You talk about 7 days, nigga. You gonna nigga, it's on me. Nigga, it's on me. All
right. Maybe if that's his type, her type, his or her type.
Shit, he might just smash on GP because he know it wasn't.
Some niggas don't smash just because. Me personally, I got the kind of feel. I got to feel a motherfucker. I'm gonna get with it like that. Man. I don't give a fuck. Just cause that's your homegirl, nigga, I don't give a shit. If I ain't feeling like that, I ain't gonna smash.
I definitely.
Know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying some niggas just was like, shit, she wanted to holler at me, you told me. No, no, I thought she just wanted to fuck, so I went on ahead and knocked off, and you know, that it is what it is.
I mean, niggas do that.
Yeah, I got, nigga, I know plenty of niggas that do that shit.
I mean, you know.
I ain't like, oh, fuck.
Sometimes, you know, in the middle of playing wingman, we get caught up like that. We play wingman for our homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Because he's trying to get at that particular one, and this motherfucking cop blocking bitch over here. So now I got to go goddamn wingman and goddamn hold this bitch off while you goddamn do your thing. Niggas, in my lifetime, I can admit I have mashed one or two that I really probably outside of that scenario, I wouldn't have did it, but I'm doing this. I'm really mashing it for my homie, just so he can really mash that super bad
take,
bitch.
Take one for the
bitch over here won't goddamn, unless I physically keep her occupied all night.
Take one for the
she team. Gonna be ready to go because she the big bitch with the car.
that's bad.
I take one for the team. I do it. Fuck it.
Not now. Not now.
I ain't with that shit now, man.
Nah, we want.
I have done it for the team. I have taken one for the team.
I ain't never
with that shit no more, man. Fuck that. Y'all can't be putting me in the kind of situations, my nigga. Don't even do that shit to me. Now, my motherfucking real true friends know not to do that shit to me. They know what the fuck I ain't gonna fuck with or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I may entertain a motherfucker, but I ain't taking it that far no more for none of you niggas. Fuck that! I did take one for the team, before, though. I have. I didn't even want to think about that. All right! We're going back to the fucking line. 347-934-0966. That's the number. If you're on the line, hit the number one if you want to holler at us. You know what I'm saying? Got some people on the line that don't. I went through this yesterday, man. I had like 15 fucking people on the line. Like, nobody was hitting the number one. I'll go back to Shade, though, because she did hit the number one before I went to the song. I hope she's still on the line before I went to the song, but I had to go to that song. Shay.
Hey. Oh, I didn't hit the number one again because I had to say something funny about yet. But you taking one for the team. One time for you taking one for the team. That's why
what
y'all
time for me?
Right.
I did that for my partner, though.
Did you hear what I said?
What did you say?
That's why y'all need to mess with chicks that got their own car.
Man, fuck that. He was a fucking wide receiver that night.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
Whatever.
Nigga, throw up for the football. He scored a touchdown. Yeah, the team won that night.
Y'all good for that. I'm telling my homegirls, I ain't taking no damn one for the team. Be on your own.
Hey, shit, you gonna get
occupied or not?
So you can't do. Why women don't take one for the team? You know what?
Hell no.
We got two ideas for two shows. Taking one for the motherfucking team.
If I am really into dudes, you know, I ain't taking one for the team.
You ain't got a fuck. You ain't got a fuck. You can just occupy
his time. Because, see, when you occupy somebody's time and they get all close, and they be wanting to get all up close and personal, I'd be like, girl, you better come get these keys. I'm about to catch a cab, I'll leave you the car. Mm-mm, I ain't taking one.
What were you going to say before we got into this whole scenario? You was going to say something.
I sure was. Oh, it was something in reference to what Keehick chimed in and said. I think I forgot what her particular comment was, but I was just going to say, yeah, that's why I just go ahead on and pull the greedy card from now on instead of doing that matchmaking stuff.
What'd you say? You go ahead and do what now?
Pull the greedy card.
Oh, you go ahead and pull the greedy card.
Yeah,
go ahead and
Just go ahead and do it yourself.
Oh, you talking about when she said, you know what I'm saying, the girl probably won't say nothing. If she ain't say nothing, well then fuck her anyway. You gonna go ahead and get it in. She should have said something. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just go ahead and pull the greedy card then.
And then she threatened violence and said she gonna choke the bitch out.
I need you to say something, baby.
I'm gonna choke that bitch out. That's what she said, verbatim. All this stuff is downloadable. You said it. She's going to choke that bitch out.
I got your back, Key. It's all right. They ain't hear nothing.
All right, man. All right, Shay.
All right.
All right. Once again, 347-934-0966 is the number. I'm ready to dial somebody out, man. Where my fucking phone? Let me goddamn see who I can fuck with tonight. I got a couple people I can fuck with tonight. I'm gonna dial somebody out. Damn all you people on the line that don't want to hit the number one.
See what we resort to, people?
Y'all making us goddamn harass, folks. I got people on the line and y'all just don't want to say shit.
Damn, you say you love me.
So now I got to goddamn call and harass the motherfucker.
You don't come over
which
around when blizzard sounds.
I don't mind harassing the motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? Have you ever put somebody down? I really want to get... Who can I call? Let me call somebody from the list. Hold on. Okay. I see who I'm calling right now. I'm calling one of my faithful listeners. Matter of fact, I gotta see what the hell. Why the fuck she ain't called the show? Hold on, we're calling somebody.
Hello?
Veronica McFreaking Nair, where the fuck have you been? Fuck man!
Miss Brown! Where have you been hiding?
Oh, you finna shoot me, man. You finna shoot me, man.
No, man, where you been, man?
Well, I've been moving into my home.
Hey! You got the house?
Yeah, I got the house.
What time for our strong black women doing their own thing with their houses and cars and their jobs on you motherfucking hoes? And you broke bitches. Kill yourself, broke bitches.
Hey, where you go? Miss V,
when the party?
Yeah, baby.
When the party?
When the party?
When the party?
Hey. V, when we coming to spend the night, baby? Hey,
who this? P Red the Swole. What's up, P Red?
What's up, baby? But you know Swole coming too, so don't even worry about it.
Oh man, I used to be a broke bitch, but I ain't broke no more.
Well, hey, everybody was broke at once. Goddammit, it's all about coming up. Shit, we was all broke.
I hear you, baby. I hear you.
Hey, congratulations. What you need for your house, baby?
Oh, shoot. Not nothing. I'm cool. I'm good. I need a man up in here, but other than that, I've been...
Hey, Miss B! Whoa.
Miss B!
Wait a minute. I was just finna say, I ain't too proud to beg.
Shoot, I'm good.
Go ahead.
No, it's different, you know, staying by myself and everything. You got to get used to it, but I'm all right.
Hey, man, it's all good, man. I'm proud of you.
Hey, I'm proud of you, too. One thing about it, baby, you 10 toes down. So, you know, right now, hey, you in a different bracket, in a different lane right now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Am I really now? Okay.
Right.
You see, you in a whole different class right now. You understand me?
Right. So, look, I know you don't even, you know what we're talking about on the show today? I know I sent out some Facebook for some texts and stuff. Do you know, do you need to be reminded real quick so we can go ahead and
you
get
you probably
your
have to remind me real quick.
If I did dial you out, we will, in fact, go ahead and tell you. Episode 41 is about what's up with your friends. Matchmaking.
Okay.
You ever play matchmaker? You ever put one of your homeboys and homegirls and put them together, put them down? You ever do that?
Oh, gosh, man, I ain't done that mess since high school.
Why not?
Oh,
why don't,
man.
Why don't you do it?
Well, number one, I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of female friends. That's why I was saying I really don't. I don't. But I did get hooked up one time. It was jacked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty jacked up. Yeah. So,
all right. Let me ask you. If you did have a female friend, you feel me? And she was a hoe. Let's say, you know she was a hoe. And you had one of your homeboys, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, what's your girl? I'm digging her, feeling her. Would you warn your homeboy, be like, you know she a hoe, right? Or, but since she your friend, too, it's just because she a hoe don't mean she can't be your friend, you understand? She just happened to be a hoe. Would you actually tell this nigga, look, man, I'll put you down, but goddamn, you know he a hoe. I mean, you know she a hoe.
I mean, I warned somebody. I'd be like, you know, I probably wouldn't say she a hoe. I'd probably say she get around or she on the freaky side.
Right.
You know, or, you know,
Yeah, we know that means she a hoe, right?
Yeah, I would warn him. You know, just like I would warn my female friend, you know, well, he a hoe or she a hoe? Yeah, I would. I don't want to hook him up and then be like, you knew he was a hoe or you knew she was a hoe and you ain't tell me, so I wouldn't do that.
All right. Well, at least you would tell him. Now, what if one of your married friends, say you got a homegirl and she married, but you know she cheated on her motherfucking husband and shit, and she goddamn know, and it's somebody that you work with or whatever, and she be like, man, I want to get at your dude, but she married now. You feel me? Would you goddamn
Would
feel?
I hook her up with him?
Yeah.
No.
Why? You already know she cheated anyway. Why not?
I'm not gonna be part of that. I don't want my name nowhere up in it. Well, she introduced me. No. Ain't gonna be no drive bys over here. No. Do that by yourself.
Everybody worried about getting shot.
That's what people do, man.
She was worried about getting shot. She don't want people getting killed over there. Come on.
If my husband friend or whatever hooked him up with somebody or my friend hooked something, I snatch a nigga throat out. I snatch a bitch throat out. I'm sorry. Don't help him out. Hell, let him do that shit by himself. He don't need no help.
Right.
That's just the way I feel about it. I ain't finna help you cheat on your man. I'm just not gonna do it.
But is she gonna do it anyway? And that's your homegirl and she like your homeboy. Why you can't? I mean, what the fuck? She's gonna do it anyway. So what?
Well, is she a hoe? She gonna introduce herself then? She gonna be like, you know, if she a hoe.
Maybe it's one of the situations where they just briefly seen each other.
She a shy hoe.
She know it's somebody you work with. It could be somebody you work with. She only seen him briefly. But she's like, what's up, man? That nigga that you work with, that nigga is hot, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You feel me? But, you know, the only way she really get in touch with him is through you. You feel me? That type of shit I'm talking about. You wouldn't goddamn just be like, I can leave, get a nigga your number or get a nigga number, whatever. It's your homegirl.
No, you know
she gonna do it. She cheating anyway. Obviously, if she actually doing it, she gonna cheat any fucking way. Why not just give her the fucking number?
Like, maybe if I ain't see her husband a lot, I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't have to look at his ass. Because if I had to see him, I'd be like, damn. I'm serious. My conscience man would eat me up. I couldn't do that. I just couldn't. Sorry.
All right, Veronica. Well, we got down. We dialing that motherfucker. I got plenty of people online, but I got some new people in there. Maybe they don't want to hit the number one. Maybe they don't want to talk. You understand what I'm saying? So we dialing motherfuckers out. That's what we doing. But once again,
I saw that. I was like, what the hell?
Oh yeah. You on the list? We got your number sitting right here in front of us.
I'm sorry. I've been MIA, man, but I've been doing the thing. So I've been thinking about y'all.
That's what's up. Hey, like I said, one more time for Veronica. Homeowner, let us know where the party is, baby. We'll be there, all right?
Yeah, I might have a little small get-together, though, for real.
We bringing the liquor.
Hey, how about you know your friend who don't drink had me a little bottle of Patron, man? I was turning up with some Gatorade.
you was on Patron?
I had the citrus cooler in one hand and the Patron in the other hand, boy, celebrating in my house.
That shit made you horny, didn't it?
No, that shit made me sleepy because I was tired as hell.
Oh, okay. Tequila made me horny. Yeah. I can't drink tequila unless I got a female around. I don't drink tequila, period, unless it's a female in arm's reach.
Always horny, so I'll tequila probably.
You still ain't had none in 4 years yet. You might, you need to be
even
on.
When I was, man, I'm horny. I'm always horny. I was born horny.
I like that. And that nigga over here, he was over here texting. He stopped and woke up. I like that. Damn, he was another world. You said that.
Hell yeah, she fucked me up.
I'm gonna let y'all get back to your callers, man. All
right, V.
All right, babe. All
right.
All right, peace out.
Later. Veronica McFucking there, ladies and gentlemen. One of our other faithful callers, you understand? 347-934-0966, she did. Once again, the number to the show is 347-934-0966. I'm finna dial somebody else. I'm doing this shit all motherfucking night. Hold on. I'm dialing all my regular people. See where the fuck they at. Why the fuck they ain't called a goddamn show in like 2 or 3 episodes. Hold on. The hell she doing? The hell he doing? And her and him too. This shit don't stop. We are rapping, you motherfuckers. We got you on speed now.
Hello.
You know what the fuck it is, damn it.
Hey, what's going on?
Please say the baby. Please
say the baby.
Yes. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. Nothing much. Trying to put this munchkin to bed.
All right. I feel you.
Daddy?
Okay, so what's you here. She don't want to go to bed.
She don't want to go to bed.
No, you
what's
can't.
What'd she say, daddy?
Oh, she thinks it's her daddy.
Hey,
exactly.
Hey, baby. Please say, hey, baby, would you need anything?
That's not your daddy.
Could be. P-Red? Yeah, it could be.
Oh, okay.
No, for real, listen, Keisha, it's only for fun, baby.
Yeah.
All right, so
it's
you already
okay.
know what we... You know what we were talking about. If you can briefly tell us, do you do the matchmaking at all?
No, I don't do the whole matchmaking business. That's not
Why
for me.
Not?
I mean,
not?
Because if I see that two people like each other, I'm going to say, hey, you probably need to talk to her. But I'm not going to go through the whole motion of trying to set up and all that stuff. I'm going to just say, hey, look, get on your game and step up. That's what okay. I'll do. I'm not going to try and set anybody up, no.
Okay. What if you like someone and you thought about the holler, but you really haven't gotten around to it for whatever reason, and they
mm-hmm.
come and ask you, yo, put me down with your girl. What you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
But you know you really
wow.
feel what you gonna do?
See, that's a hard one. I probably would have to be like, well, you know what? Apparently you're not feeling me. So I think I would just go ahead and I would just hook him up with my homegirl. Because,
what
I mean, I'm, at that point, I'm not brave enough to get on my game and say anything to you. And you're not feeling me, so I may as well go ahead with the hookup.
Well, see, sometimes, see, that's what I'm trying to tell people on this particular one. Y'all, I think people are just really taking for granted real life situations and the way people really work. We all have been there when it's somebody that we feeling it for whatever reason. I don't care. It's 1,000 reasons why you could be feeling somebody and neglect or be hesitant about getting at them. Everybody done been there, man. It could be so many reasons that you just haven't gotten up the courage or just maybe at a particular time you used to be in a relationship, but now you out of one now, and you was kind of, you know, you couldn't do it at the moment, but you never got around to it, whatever. It's so many fucking scenarios. I mean, come on. If you feel them, really. It's so many scenarios. Just because you didn't say nothing on me, it doesn't change how you feel. You feel what
That's
I'm saying?
That's true. I mean, sure, I may still be feeling the dude, but he wasn't feeling me. He was feeling my homegirl. So unless I'm going to step in front of what he's got going for her, I mean, I don't see that.
What about if it's like one of y'all?
I think it's my loss.
Okay, but what if it's one of your friends? Like, say they're like, you know, like if it's somebody that you've been friends for years and y'all always just been cool and y'all just been friends. Y'all kind of liked each other on some goddamn, you know, on some what's that movie, Brown Sugar?
Yeah.
You feel me? With Tay Diggs and Shania Latham.
Uh-huh.
Y'all been cool since goddamn high school and y'all just, that's really your home. But you know you really kind of love that nigga for real. And you got them,
mm-hmm.
you know, he ain't never really talked to none of your friends, but he always been your dog, but now he want to talk to your friend. You still going to put him down knowing damn well? Won't you?
Well, see, if it's my homeboy, right, if it's my homeboy, we go way back, then I think I might have to say something at that point.
Right.
I might have to say something. I don't know, but I mean, if it's just
you setting
some
yourself
random
up?
Dude.
You setting yourself
yeah, exactly.
up?
Exactly. I'm setting myself up to be pissed off at my homegirl, pissed off at him. Now I'm out two friends. Yeah.
Right. Right, right. So you're going to cock block, right?
I guess, yep. In that scenario, yes. Definitely,
yep.
Yes.
I can understand that. See, I can understand it, you know? I mean, you got two choices. Well, listen, everybody that's listening and everybody that's on the show, at that scenario right there, I just feel like everybody's obligated to at first express to that person how you really feel. You know what I'm saying? At least give them the opportunity, because they may not have never even know that. You feel me? Or they may have, it may have took you so long to say something that they're just like, fuck it, I guess you're really not interested. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's 1,000 ways. I mean, but I feel like everybody's obligated to open up and say something at that point. Instead of just putting them on, when you know you're really liking them anyway, your damn self, you only going to call some shit, and you might end up coming back, backtracking and smashing them after the fact.
Exactly. Getting in the middle of somebody's relationship, and that's not
right.
cool.
Right, right. So one more thing before I go on this subject, and then we'll let you go handle your baby. Now listen.
Okay.
What if your homegirl, you know your homegirl, she got a man, married, got a man, whatever, they living together, shacking up to new marriage, 2010. We already been there on
right.
the show. And you know she cheated on this dude. She cheated on him before. You know that she get down, she do none of that. And she goddamn see one of your homeboys at a little party, and then, she ain't got no other way to contact them but through you, and she say, put me down. But you know she got a man. You going to put down for her? You going to hook it up?
No. No.
Why?
I'm not going to hook her up. Because.
Why?
Because that's, nuh-uh. If she wants to hook up outside of her marriage, I'm not going to facilitate. No, ma'am. No, sir. If you want to talk to him, you're going to need to step to him yourself. I'm not going to be the one to go into hell because you want to step out of your marriage and
wait,
I'm helping
whoa,
you.
Whoa,
no,
whoa.
No.
Oh,
mm-mm.
Wait a minute. Now you're taking it too far. First of all, this is your friend now. This is your homegirl. You feel me?
That's
and you know.
True. That may be true. And if she cheat on him, I'm not going to say a word. But I'm not going to be the one to set it up. Oh, heck no. Heck no. If you cheating and you come back and you confide in me, oh, girl, he was so good, this, that, and the other, that's one thing. But for you to come to me and say, girl, give me his number because I'm going to smash that. Oh, no. Oh, no, ma'am. You can do that on your own.
That's crazy. Why women like that? Men
that's
ain't like
not
that.
Crazy. That's, I know.
Like
exactly. Men are not like that, but women, me, I'm not going to do it. Yes, ma'am, what?
All right.
No, you're not getting no more snacks. No, ma'am.
All right, we're going to let you go. I see the mama get ready.
Daddy says yes. Give us next.
Hell, don't put that shit on me. Nah, we're bullshitting. Hell no. I don't need no more kids. All right, Keisha.
Okay. All right, y'all. Good night.
All right. Damn it, man. All the goddamn women, from y'all some cock-blocking motherfuckers. Your girl want to smash. Stop being a hater.
Hey, so they face to face with it?
Right.
Gonna be like that, but when they face with it, it's gonna be something else.
They saying that on the, they be saying that for the same purposes of this show, but they know they'll put that motherfucker.
That's the women's sense.
They just saying that shit. They just trying to make it into some moralistic shit. You ain't fucking them. You just gave them up. You don't know
what it's you. I mean,
hey,
she can really trick you.
Somebody coming back and well,
she can really trick you. Be like, hey, you know he don't he pay houses? Oh yeah, give me his number.
Right.
Hey, I had to trick that bitch. But man, when you coming over, bring
her. Long as she get the number.
Yeah.
Long as she. What the hell, Keith? He got something to say about this whole thing, I guess. Yes, Keith.
Well, why you gotta do all that whole little prelude before you answer the phone? Why
you
gotta do all that?
Because you finna say something about what we talking about, and we already know you ain't gonna do it. But
isn't
we know
that the purpose life. Of the show? Isn't that the purpose of the show?
It's all about
my thing
you
is when y'all say why do women feel that way? Because a lot of women have been on the other side of that, and they were the one that's gotten cheated on. So of course. They're not going to turn around and be like, you know, yeah, I do that. Because then they know it didn't feel good when it happened to them.
I feel
y'all
you.
Y'all don't care because most of the time men are the ones that's cheating. Not to say women
don't.
No, not to say women don't cheat.
Okay.
I'm not saying women don't cheat. I'm just saying a lot of times a lot of females have been on that receiving end of being cheated on, and they don't like how it felt. So it's like, no, I'm not going to play any part because
right,
I know how that feels.
Why do you say men are the most ones that cheat?
Because
get,
do you hear the difference in y'all answers? A lot of these females are not saying it because, you know, for the purposes of the show. They saying it because that's how they feel. And you said it right off the bat, oh, man, we not going to answer this. We not going to ask them this because we already know. You can mash somebody else over my home. But y'all, that's the whole mindset, the whole different way of thinking from male to female. Now, granted, it's the females out there too that's like, yeah, then fuck that nigga. Go on and bring your homeboy over here. Da, da, da. But for the most part, most females not going to even try to get involved in that type of stuff.
Hey, number one, that nigga's not going to stop being my nigga because of his.
Now,
whatever
he's
doing.
He's not going to stop being my friend because of it. But like they said, it's different. Because you're accepting them because they're your friend, but it's the difference when you're involving yourself in it. You're becoming a part of what they're doing.
Hey, I mean, you ain't really becoming a part of it. All you
yes, you are, because you facilitated it. You hit them up.
So what I'm going to say.
Let's say, yeah, okay, check this out.
What you want me to say? Man, you can't come over here. You can't bring that girl over here.
Yeah,
you,
take her to a hotel. You,
I mean, not even the fuck. Not even the fuck.
Nobody else mashing in my bed, no way.
Okay, I'm not even saying coming over to your house to fuck. I ain't saying my homeboy can come over here and bring a bitch over. I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying, say like if I'm having a motherfucking goddamn party over here and he want to bring the side piece over here. A nigga ain't gonna tell their homeboy, nigga, you can't bring the side piece.
A nigga won't. But guess what?
You know
that's why niggas end up getting caught. That's why niggas get caught, because they all out with their homeboys and their friends with their side piece. That's why y'all dumbasses get caught all the time.
Well, we
y'all
say
it all the time. Women slicker. Women are a little slicker, because we're not gonna be out hanging with people that everybody know, they know we married, and you don't show, nigga, why did we do that? That's just, no, not a female. I don't know not one female that'll do that shit.
You want to know
that's
why?
That's why y'all get caught.
Hey, you know what? It might not even be that serious for a nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? You're right. You are absolutely right about that. But women don't do it because they've been doing that shit, and they've been fucking that nigga for a long-ass goddamn time. So you damn right they ain't gonna motherfucking bring them around everybody they know and let them see that shit. They not gonna do it.
Well, no. No, and then like you said, even society-wise, we'll be labeled as a hoe. Y'all are like, oh, that's cool. A female, oh, look at this bitch here, she a hoe. She knows she mad, just hoeing around. Because they gonna look at it as, well, if you got that one, you got four more.
Hey. The infamous double standard, but that is what it is.
Hey, I ain't going to look at you.
That
like,
is
no,
what it
hey,
is.
Hey, I ain't going to call you no whore. I'm like,
I'm not getting involved. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been on the receiving end of that, and I don't never want to be, so I don't want that karma coming back on me.
I don't want it coming back on me. All right. I feel what you're saying, but I mean.
Because I don't want to choke a bitch out, too. Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
Hold on. It ain't even got to be karma. What if it just happened to you first?
If it just happened, you know what I'm saying? The way I feel about cheating is, if a nigga cheat on me, you don't deserve me no way. So it's really not my loss, it's yours.
Okay, but listen.
I'm glad
you said that. If a nigga cheat on you, but what if you don't cheat on a nigga and he don't know you cheated on him? You still feel that same way?
You know what? If I done cheated on him and he don't know, and I find out he cheated on me, guess what I do? I'm a real bitch. I'll be like, nigga, we just even. I ain't gonna need to trip on you about it.
Okay, well, good. I like that.
Oh, I'll be like, nigga, I already did it to you, so, and you did it to me, okay. You might not know I did it to you, but I'm like, all right. If you know too cool about it, that just lets you know right there.
Yeah, but I'm saying you ain't gonna sit there and just telling yourself about what you did in the past.
Shit, Some of them will.
I ain't gonna tell on myself. I kick the whole, you know, baby, you know, everybody make mistakes. I understand. You know, we all human. Just don't let it happen again. I kick that old bullshit right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Fellas, pay attention, fellas.
Pay attention.
Your motherfucker ain't so. Now we know, fellas. Now we know what these motherfucking bras talking about. If your motherfucking bra catch you cheating, nigga, she really ain't that mad, nigga.
Hold on, first off.
I'm just trying to, some of these lame niggas might not know.
Oh, I was just finna say, first off, man, that's in any motherfucking scenario when it goddamn go down. You can even tell if they fake like they motherfucking mad, nigga.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Let me tell you why, because if you motherfucking don't got caught and 2-3 days later, nigga, she give you that pussy, nigga, you already know what it is, nigga. Don't stop
nigga,
laying.
She ain't even studying it. She ain't
exactly.
Even studying
nigga, I already done did it to you in 2 ways.
So all she doing again, use a pussy to let the situation go ahead and blow over to keep the heat off her motherfucking ass. You understand me?
Keep the heat off her whole ass.
No, man. See,
and you whole ass too. Y'all whole asses. That's it. That's a nigga bullshit right there.
Just keep the heat off her whole ass.
But let me tell you one thing about me. It's hard for a motherfucking woman to trick me. You know what I'm saying? Because I read body language. I might not motherfucking tell you, but that don't mean I don't motherfucking know.
And that's how women do too. And most of the time, we know what y'all are doing. That's the whole thing.
No, thanks. I'm just saying.
It is some dumbass hoes out here.
Hold on. Especially if I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? I already motherfucking know. It's just that don't you be motherfucking stupid enough to think that I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still fucking with you because of that. Don't think that. Just goddamn, I respect that shit. So goddamn, if I do it,
motherfucker.
Respect that gangster, nigga.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right. All right.
I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, when I get to the phone, I'm done. I'll just be done. Fuck it.
Man, put your homegirl down with that outside dick and quit bullshit.
No,
that's
I'm not going to do it.
That's all I got
to
motherfucker say.
I'm not doing it.
Put down with that outside dick. She won't anyway.
Oh, look. That's being a clock block. So, listen, Key, hold on. Just what if you said.
That's some real bullshit.
Hold on. Just what if it was just like. You just say if you was in the mall, your homeboy was in the mall, and you and your homegirl was in the mall. And he walk up on y'all like, hey, Key, whatever. You introduce her like, this my homeboy, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And then you find out later on that the motherfucker done hooked up or something.
Hey, that's cool.
I
just introduced them.
That ain't the same thing.
Well, that's how everybody
goes. That's the same thing, exactly. And if she do it, I'm like, y'all know.
I'm talking about if they do the same. If the same thing happened, they meet in the mall, and then they walk off, and that girl be like, and that bitch be like, girl, who the fuck was that? Over that, oh, that nigga I work with. I work with that nigga. God damn, motherfucking nigga, fine. Goddamn, same. What's up with him? You know she married. Same. She,
I'll be like, bitch, please. I'll be like, you better go find his ass. You better go see what store he went into.
That's some real bullshit with your cop blocking
cop.
Ass.
I ain't blocking it. Bitch, go find him. I'm not doing it.
Alright, fine.
Come
here,
one of your
homeboy,
Blue. No, just
playing.
Fuck y'all.
Hey, damn. Pull him out. I ain't gonna stop you. Point that nigga out.
Is it P? Do
you want
P?
P. Damn it.
I didn't know about y'all.
Say what?
I didn't know about y'all, niggas.
What you mean you know about us?
Alright, no.
What y'all saying, nigga?
Hold on, Keith. Don't say you know about y'all, niggas. When you say that shit, say, I know about Chainless.
That's what I said. You didn't hear what I said. Fuck Chainless. Y'all from...
Okay.
No, you know, ruthless.
Shit. You better know about motherfucking Chainless.
I ain't mad at you, though. I respect the gangster.
You got to.
I ain't mad at it.
Ain't too many motherfucking black men sticking together doing what we motherfucking doing. And it ain't no motherfucking fake, so fuck nigga, suck a nigga, get up on your game, nigga. It's a lifetime over here.
And stop cop blocking and put your girl on the outside dick.
No,
hey, Key,
put him on the outside dick.
Hey, I got one of my partners want to holler at you. One of my partners want to holler at you.
All you can do is say no.
Tell him I come with a warning.
Oh, you come with a warning?
What should we tell anybody that want to get with you, Key? What should we tell these niggas before we even put them
down?
Don't
fall in love with Key. Don't fall in love with me. I'm telling you now, don't do it unless I fall in love first.
I know one thing. If I ever heard that nigga say, man, they ain't eating no bitch pussy, I'm going to say, man, you don't even want that bitch.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know you ain't even blocking right now. You are not even blocking. You already refer him to the poem on the page, nigga. It goes down every time. Don't even fuck around.
Damn!
You damn face of fanatic.
Hey,
I don't
care about that at all.
God damn, you my
sister
son, because, nigga, you know that's why I'm wrong, bitch. You don't fuck dick.
I ain't lying. I can't even lie. I'm the same way, man. Who don't suck dick in 2010? Bitch, what? Off yourself. Off with that whole head, nigga.
Work that shit, baby. Work that shit. Take that fuck. Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man? These guys out of control.
All right, Key.
All right. You out of control, man. Hold on. I'm finna call. Got 11 minutes left. I'm finna call somebody else. I like calling out motherfuckers. They make it fun. They be unexpected. See, they already had the answers and shit prepared when they call in. But now, this way, you catch your motherfucker off guard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we should do, hey.
What?
Call out wins.
Oh, call out wins?
Yeah, call out wins.
Just the whole episode, we going to call motherfuckers? No, because I want the motherfuckers to call in. All right. We about to be on the line. Let's see if he's going to answer the phone.
I'm just saying, we say got that call out wins. We can just call out, like,
other people are here.
Right. Hello.
What it do,
Kuso Jack? Kusi.
Yeah. You can't die up, nigga. You can't die up, nigga. We got your number, nigga.
Who number is this? Who is this?
Kusi,
what's going on?
What up, people? What's happening?
Not much, man. Just chilling. Get ready to go to the movies. I was trying to do my little hair. What's poppin'?
Shit.
Ain't that cool?
No, we got them. The motherfuckers act like they don't want to. I got people in line. They don't want to talk. So we finna. We said we gonna find our goddamn our faithful listeners to see what the fuck was going on with them. You understand? We got all y'all motherfuckers numbers, nigga. We got caller ID up this bitch. We know who you is. You can't hide from us.
Oh damn, y'all like Big Brother around that motherfucker, huh?
Right. You don't right. Either call us or we gonna call you. One of the two. And you better not put us on the goddamn DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's
nigga,
no,
no,
if you didn't even know what's going on, I'm be like, see, that's you living with that bullshit right there.
I'm just saying, you know what I ain't gonna do them, but ask you to keep it real. What we ain't gonna ask
I'm
you
saying, I ain't got, you know, I ain't got no problem with that. What's going on? What's y'all talking about tonight?
Listen, man, we talking about, name of the show is So What's Up With Your Friend. We talking about goddamn when you put your folks down, you know what I'm saying, hook up, matchmaking. You understand? Now, I know you done did some matchmaking in your day, put your homeboy down with your homegirl type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I really feel like this is the best caller to end the show with, so let's get it, cool.
All right, so we got a couple of questions. First of all, when you, okay, since you had done it before, how did it work out? Did everything work out? They hit it off and shit? Or did you have some kind of disaster happen where that nigga was motherfucking crazy and that bitch like, bitch, why you put me on that crazy-ass motherfucking
nigga? You know
nigga?
What? You know what? I think you already know, like, one of these circumstances. We ain't gonna say no name, just one of my real good Puerto Rican friends.
Oh, yeah!
See, and that didn't really work out too hot. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, listen, but you know what, though? Well, damn.
What?
Okay, well, let me go ahead and ask you. Well, actually, that covers about three or four of these motherfucking questions.
Well, see, the
caller,
the listener.
You know what I'm saying? I know they don't know, but I'm going to go ahead.
Know, so.
Let me go ahead and ask you the rest of the questions so you can answer accordingly.
Come on, come on.
Okay, so if one of your motherfucking friends was married, you know what I'm saying, and the other one wasn't, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, and the other one wanted to holler at the other one, would you facilitate? I know the answer to this question, but I want you to tell
people. Okay, listen, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to let her know or him know what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, they said this. It's up to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can bring you to the water, but I can't make you drink. You feel
right.
What I'm saying? So, if you going to do it, you going to do it. I'm just letting you know what a nigga got on their mind or what a female got on their mind. What you do with it, you know what I'm saying, with that information is your business. You feel me?
Right. So you ain't gonna stop it. You gonna put them down. It is what it is.
I mean, you know, look. If I know that that's what you do anyway, why I gotta hold your shit sacred if you don't? You feel what I'm saying?
That's what we're trying to get the rest of the females. You're the only female that said it. All the rest of the females on the show like, no, I ain't facilitating.
She a good
man. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. The rest of them, man, I'm like, shit, why not? You know that motherfucker gonna be whole anyway. Shit.
I mean, if you gonna do what you do anyway, you know what I'm saying? And me and you know what I'm saying? Like, on that level to where I see you at, you know what I'm saying? Being you, no facade, no front, you are who you are around me, and I already know what's going on. Why am I holding your shit sacred if you don't hold it sacred? You feel what I'm saying? It is what it is. Cause even if I don't do it, you gonna still find an avenue to do it in anyway.
Exactly. Don't be a top locker. Hell, let her hold your home. Let them do what they do.
You know what I'm saying?
All they asking you to do is do a little put down.
Hey,
that's
hey.
What we trying to get everybody to do. We just trying to get motherfuckers to put motherfuckers down.
Quit calling them hoes so they might stop doing it less. Baby, just get that puss off if that was you know what I'm saying? Baby, matter of fact,
they
shoot
gonna do what they gonna do anyway.
Matter of fact, shoot some of that coos over here, baby. You know what I'm saying? We love coos over here. You know what I'm saying? Bring it over here.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? The whole world loves coos. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm
right,
about to say.
Right. So, okay, let me ask you this right here. Now, what if it's somebody that you wanted to put down on, but for whatever reason, which we already said, we already know it's just 1,000 different reasons why it could be a reason why you did want to put down on this motherfucker, but you never did get around to it. You never did do it or anything like that. But, you understand what I'm saying? Your homegirl say, man, shit, I'm feeling that nigga. Won't you put me on? Put me down. Now, you kind of feeling that nigga, but you ain't never even told it. You ain't never told a nigga whatever. Or the dude come to you and say, put me down with your homegirl. You already, you know you really like him already. You kind of wanted to smash him anyway, but for whatever reason, y'all never did do it for whatever reason. He want to put down on your girl now. Your girl want to put down on him. Would you go ahead and goddamn, what would you do? Would you go ahead and let that nigga know first off?
I'm going to hook that up, and I'm going to tell you why I'm going to hook it up.
Why?
You understand what I'm saying? Because I got some, you know what I'm saying? I hang around some females that keep it so, we give dick referral. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, niggas do it all the time. Hey, that head straight nigga, you know what I'm saying? You need to go holler at her, blah, 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 blah. Hey, I'll be like, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? That's straight. Oh, that's what it is then, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? We don't take niggas too serious like that these days. You feel what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
God damn,
what's going on with it when you feel it.
Keep that shit, motherfucking K100. What type of my motherfucking gangster bitch? You
know what I'm saying?
All the rest of you motherfucking goddamn too emotional to diddy hoes. Real bitches on the line. What? Yeah, nigga, it's just dick referrals. Dick referrals. Hey. Come on, man.
Because you know what I'm saying? Like, females get all attached. You know what I'm saying? Because they man up with a nigga or whatever. They emotional and all that other. You know what I'm saying? It don't even be about that. You fuck with your pussy, not with your heart. You know what I'm saying? So, me and my girls, I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, what's going on with that? I done had a couple of my homegirls come to me, and you know what I'm saying? Ask me about something. I'd be like, girl, you know what I'm saying? Get that straight. Go ahead and get that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
So you're going to go ahead and put down, and then if she come back and tell you that nigga is goddamn, you know what I'm saying? That nigga put it down, then you're going to go ahead and go behind her and then mash him.
I ain't gonna say all that. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna say all that. You know. But I'm gonna tell you some real shit. Like, I got some homegirls. You feel what I'm saying? And we done, you know what I'm saying? You look up, you be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I mess with so and so with girl. You know what I'm saying? I holler at them too. I ain't gonna say I ain't got homegirls. You know what I'm saying? We done all dipped in the same cookie jar. You feel what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We done all dipped in the same cookie jar a few times. You know what I'm talking about? But I'll be, you know what I'm saying? My girl let me know what's going on with it. I might be a little more inclined.
Let's
see what's up.
Damn. I love it.
Like,
hey, man, that's just K100. You keeping it real. That's all I'm
saying. I mean, you know, I am who I am. Everybody don't think like me. You know what I'm saying? It's probably going to be some people after me. You know what I'm saying? And got to say whatever they got to say. Whatever.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Look,
I'm just telling you how I rock it. That's how I rock it. If you don't like it, then you know what I'm saying? Kick rock.
Okay.
Kick bricks.
Right.
I don't give a shit. It's whatever.
Right. I feel you. Everybody different. But you are the first female who actually said, fuck it. That bitch gonna do it anyway. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Put it down. That's all I was trying to get. That bitch gonna do that shit anyway. But everybody was saying they don't want to be facilitators and then motherfuckers worry about the niggas. They getting worried about getting shot. People get killed over. Man, look, man. That hoe gonna do that.
People have babies behind shit like that. Ain't nobody really getting shot behind those shit. People have babies behind shit like that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. You know, if you gonna do it anyway, then, you know, handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to get their rocks off every once in a while.
All I'm saying, the goddamn Coosie hook up circle up with our circle, we can make an outside. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you now. You know, Taylor's on deck over here, though. All right, baby.
Oh, my goodness. You're crazy.
All right, we go.
All right, now. Y'all take it easy. Hey, keep it 100.
That's what's up.
Hey, come.
All right. What up?
What movie you going to see?
I'm going to go see Grown Ups. I like the funny stuff. You know what I'm saying? I
but it ain't funny. It ain't funny.
Damn it.
It ain't funny. It's not funny. It's not funny.
Another movie there. I'm talking about feelings and not a smoke the blunt for nothing. You know, I don't need smoke.
No. No. If you can, change your movie and go see Get Him to the Greek. Go see that.
Go
That's
see
funny.
What?
Get Him to the Greek.
We're okay, Puffy. I'm going to see what's going on with it. Thanks for the little input, though.
Yeah, Puffy and the Fat White Boy. That shit funny. But that goddamn grown-up shit with Chris Rock, that shit ain't funny.
Oh, well, damn, that's messed up.
You're on the bootleg. You're on the bootleg, man.
All right, well, that's what's up.
Hey, we're going to call you back tomorrow and see how that movie went, baby.
All right, that's what's up.
All right.
All right.
Right. Ah, well, at least we got one female to kick that motherfucking shit all the way one day.
And she taking us off the L like I said, nigga.
Nigga,
fly. Yeah, nigga. Motherfucking Chalice over here in the building, nigga. One time for my motherfucking big brother, motherfucking Blizzard, nigga. Happy belated birthday, nigga. And many more the motherfucking call, nigga. We keep pushing, nigga. Chalice for life, nigga. Be red.
You did? So we got about 60 seconds left in the show, man. We had a great show. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We had some very interesting callings. We did a couple of dial-outs. Found some long-lost friends. You understand? So now they know we're going to get at them. We're going to come touch you, nigga. You owe us money. Well, it's time, nigga. We're coming for it.
Yeah. Mr. Palomar.
We're tired of y'all. We're tired of waiting for y'all to come pay homage. We're going to come looking for you, niggas.
Yeah. Hey, y'all niggas know, man, Panama HL, nigga, that's how we doing.
Yeah, man, for real, though, man. Thanks again for everybody who's calling in and supports the show, man. We already on over 40 episodes that quick, man. The time flew by. You dig? And we're going to keep doing it. We're not done. We're going to keep this thing up, you understand? So
that's right.
Y'all tune in to us tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? Same time, same place, same channel. You understand what I'm saying? We out. K100, yeah. Internet radio.
Yeah.